say something?
Attenzione! Attenzione!
Attention!
You gotta hear this. This is hilarious.
Oh, God!
Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming here.
You guys are awesome. I love you guys. I hear you every morning.
By the way, I just laughed and a booger came out.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Well, well, well. Now we have to tackle a Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Can we do it?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep, we can. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
There's Gandhi.
Morning.
Scary, Froggy.
Good morning.
There's Max the dog. There's Brody.
I got this feeling on the summer day when you were gone.
Birthday Brody. I don't care. So there. Welcome to the day. We have a guest coming in today, so let's try to clean this mess up.
Yeah, right.
Max Greenfield, who plays Schmidt.
Yeah.
He'll be in here from New Girl. And, of course, now The Neighborhood.
Yeah.
He's got stuff to talk about.
But, I mean, my husband almost, like, had a little girl freak out when I told him Schmidt was coming.
Oh, really?
We were the biggest fans of him on New Girl, yeah.
Well, now that he's moved on from New Girl to The Neighborhood.
Yeah.
Do people get mad? Does he get mad at people who call him Schmidt when he's walking down the street?
I guarantee he still gets called Schmidt all the time.
Well, he's like award-winning Schmidt.
Oh, he is. He's douchebag Schmidt.
Douchebag Schmidt. Anyway, he's coming in today. Apparently, he used to listen to our show, so
yeah,
I don't know.
That's so awesome.
But that's the problem with our show. It's the show that people used to listen to.
No, don't say that.
I'm kidding. Sorry. It's a joke.
Okay.
It's a joke. Kirsten, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Well, why are you up so early?
Just getting that workout before heading to the office. It's 5 a.m. here in Minneapolis, and we're ready to go.
Oh, my gosh. It's 28 degrees in New York City. What's the temperature in Minneapolis?
It is a balmy 12 degrees here.
12.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
wow. You know what? Do you get tired of people saying, well, you're from Minneapolis. You're used to the cold. Do you really ever get used to 12 degrees? Do you really? I mean, come on.
You just kind of brace for it when it gets below the zero. You're like, oh, God, here comes another day of it.
Oh, gosh. Well, Minneapolis is such a beautiful, beautiful city. And I love that you're up, out, and working out. I mean, I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
That's, you know, the problem with that is you have to work out.
Yeah. Right. You know. Have you ever tried to, though? I've said, tomorrow morning, I'm getting up at 2:30, 3 o'clock. I'm going to get this done. And then it comes, whatever.
Because, Kirsten, we're usually rolling in around 2.
Yeah, it ain't happening.
Anyway, so Kirsten says she heard us talking about new listeners the other day, and you've been listening for 2 years now. So, obviously, you're still here, so you have a flaw of some sort.
I clearly clearly do, but I absolutely just love you guys. I mean, you guys are the reason, honestly, I keep my SiriusXM subscription, because you guys are the best.
You know, you can listen to us for free on the iHeartRadio app. Just saying.
I do. I listen at work when I'm not in my vehicle, because I have about an hour each way commute. So I listen in the car, and then I flip it on iHeartRadio. So
I love it. I'm going to fly into Minneapolis and give you a big old kiss on the cheek. If that's not too creepy. Is that creepy?
Not at all.
No, I need to respect your boundaries. Well, Kirsten, thank you for listening. We would be so pleased and honored to send you an Elvis Duran Morning Show shirt. And please stay warm today and happy workout.
Thank you so much. Will you guys ruin it for me?
Yeah, I got bad news. We're going to ruin that
shirt. Yeah, we'll do it.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for listening.
Awesome.
Our favorite person from Minneapolis, right there, the one and only Kirsten.
Yes,
Kirsten. All right, hold on, Kirsten. There you go. You know what? I love it. People can be listening around the world. It doesn't matter where we have one of those things that they're called transmitters.
Yeah.
I hate to say that word because it sounds so antiquated. But we have people listening around the world. So let's try to shape up today and have a good show.
Clean it up.
For once. Let's go around the room. Danielle, what's on your mind today?
Okay, I don't know if anybody else is as obsessed with the show as I am, but it's Alaskan Bush People on Discovery.
It's a lot of fun.
This show, anytime I pass it, I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. And then I get sucked in for 3 episodes. Because I just don't understand how they live like that. I guess they don't know any better, but I'm like, this is... To put everything aside and just not have to need anything, it's just fascinating.
You see,
to
if
me.
They watched the Danielle show, they would be saying the same thing. And I'm not kidding. They would never ever be able to figure out why we live the way
we
live.
Yeah, I agree, but it's so good. So if you haven't seen Alaskan Bush People, you really need to watch it. I know it's on Hulu as well.
Yeah.
Backup episodes, whatever.
You know what? They live very full and filled lives.
They totally do. I love it.
Hey, Scary, what's up with you? You're like the Jersey City Bush People.
Absolutely. So last summer, I helped clean up the oceans with this company.
All of them?
Well, wow. All of them, no. Anyway, I got an email from them saying, hey, here's this year's lineup. They're starting to line them up for the year, but I wanted to remind everybody that you can go to this website, the4ocean.com, and they're cleaning up the entire eastern seaboard. So right now they're doing Florida and Georgia in those areas because the weather's warmer there.
So we'll call that the Atlantic.
The Atlantic Ocean, yeah. Yes. So, go to the website and make a donation or participate in a cleanup coming up near you.
It's the number 4.
Number4ocean.com. Mm.
I'll do it right now.
And they give you these cool little bracelets.
I know.
That's
beautiful.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. Scary, you're doing good stuff. Hey, Gandhi, what's on your mind
today?
Hi.
I just wanted to thank our listeners again. Yesterday, we talked about my boyfriend trying to quit smoking and how difficult that is for him. So he has this app where he's tracking every second of every day that he's not smoking. And he posted a little screenshot. And our listeners who follow him have been so supportive. He was showing me all the nice messages they're sending him, all the words of encouragement, all the ways that they've kicked smoking. And I think it's great. It's a group project now. We're all in this.
Good.
Thanks.
Together we'll win this.
Together we will. I just wanted to say thank you for all the people doing that.
Well, sometimes they say that when you drop one vice, you pick up another. I wonder what that will be.
Oh, don't, so don't. Maybe sex. Lots of it. I'm down for that.
All right. I bet you are.
Yeah.
That's the intent anyway. All right, Producer Sam, who are you doing horoscopes with?
I'd love to do them with Danielle.
And let me just tell you, this horoscope thing, I don't believe in this. I don't believe in this mumbo jumbo, but people do. And every time I say we're going to pull the plug on the horoscopes, people get mad.
Yeah. As they should.
Especially Producer Sam, because, it's her gig.
I know. It's part of my morning routine. Don't mess this up for me.
I'm going to try to buy in today.
Good for
when
you.
When you get to Leo, I'm in.
I hope it's a good, oh boy. In tomorrow.
Here we go.
All right, so Christian Bale, Kid Cudi, Phil Collins, Wilmer Valderrama, they're all celebrating. And our David Brody from the Brooklyn Bowl.
Happy birthday, Brody. Happy birthday. Gotta be nice to him today.
Capricorn, collaboration is excellent when there are mutual goals on the table. Be sure to be open to all those new ideas. Your day is an 8.
Aquarius, your calendar may look overwhelming, so take a deep breath and focus on one thing at a time. You got this. Your day's a 10.
Hey, Pisces, a social event could bring a fascinating new someone into your life. Be yourself and your personality will shine through. Your day's a 9.
Aries, it's never too late to start something new. While it may seem scary, it'll be worth it if you're unhappy with your current situation. Your day's a 7.
Taurus, you may have some downtime on your hands, so use this time to be productive. Your future self will say thank you. Your day's a 10.
Gemini, your schedule is so crazy that you may not be able to appreciate the things around you. Don't forget to stop and smell the roses. Your day's an 8.
Hey, Cancer, a sense of community is lacking. Join a new club or organization. You may meet somebody really awesome. Your day's a 9.
Leo, it's time to stop brushing your issues under the rug and face them head on. It might be scary, but you got this. Your day's a 7.
Oh, this is awful.
You got it, Elvis.
This horoscope world.
Virgo, you could be attracted to somebody, but you're looking for something more substantial. Get to know this person. See if the relationship is worth pursuing. Your day's an 8.
Libra, you want to spend the day alone, and that's okay. Take time to recharge and relax. Your day's a 10.
Scorpio, expect to be surrounded by genuine love and affection today. You're going to thrive with this positive energy. Your day's an 8.
And Sagittarius, your patience may be tested. Try and take a deep breath, and remember that rushing people along won't make anything happen faster. Your day is a 9, and those are your Thursday morning horoscopes.
Yeah, we're waking up to like 28 degrees here in New York City. What's your temperature in Jacksonville, Frog?
It's 52.
Oh,
that's nice.
Oh, that sounds great. All right. Yeah. Well, wherever you are, whatever your temperature is, you guys ready for Thursday?
Yeah.
Hi.
Well, hello.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
It's scary. You could tell when I'm not on my A game. I mean, we're together every morning. So if you have a cold, do what we do. Take Mucinex Night Shift before bed. It helps relieve cold and flu symptoms to help you get to sleep.
I know it's still early, and you're thinking about, oh, God, what's this day going to bring? Well, you know, it's going to bring what the day brings.
Right.
The day's always going to bring that stuff. But what are you going to bring the day? That's the question. Like, maybe you should bounce out of the house today in almost a fake good mood.
I think that's a great idea.
Even a better, more chippy mood than you were planning on doing. Because usually, look, you know, we're guilty of this, too. You wake up, you get dressed, you go through your routine because it's just too early to be creative. And you brush your teeth, you do your hair, you put your clothes on, you walk out, you get in the car, and somehow you just miraculously end up at work.
Yeah, sometimes you don't even remember how you got there.
Exactly. Because you're just still trying to like get the juices flowing.
Yeah.
So, you know, during that downtime, that time where it's just like no man's land, turn it into something. Turn it into all right, today's going to be good. If someone tries to push me off today, I'm going to just kill them with kindness. Yep. I'm going to walk away from it. I'm not going to react. I may have to respond, but if I do respond to someone who pushes me off today, I'll respond in a way that's beneficial to the both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my favorite thing to do, if someone really says something stupid, my favorite word is ouch.
Oh.
You know, feel free.
Oh, that is good.
Ouch, and no matter how awful it is, whatever they say, ooh, ouch.
Ooh, that hurt.
And sometimes it diffuses the problem.
That's a good way to do it.
When I'm in the car on the way in, sometimes I will put on a song that I know is going to put me in a great mood, and I will sing it at the top, like I did it this morning.
What were you singing?
The Zombies soundtrack, because Zombies 2 is on the way, so I was refreshing my Zombies.
Wait, what song is on the Zombies 2 soundtrack?
Bam, Someday, there's tons of songs that
okay.
I was singing. Yeah.
All right.
So I sing them at the top of my lungs, and I'm happy, and then I start, then when I get out of the car, you know, you continue singing them in your head, so it puts you in a good mood.
All right, so... Yeah. Do one of those things.
I got the bang on my wall from the neighbor the other day when I was getting ready singing, though.
Why?
And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. It is really early.
Are your walls really that thin?
I didn't think so. I was like, oh, God, what else do they hear in here? Talking to myself.
You know, I can't hear my neighbors, but I smell them.
Oh.
For some reason, when they cook, it exhausts through the walls into my apartment. I can't figure out why is this?
Nope. Is it anything good?
No, they are Asian. I think they are Chinese.
Okay.
And it always smells so good. I smelled some Five Spice the other day. I wanted to run over there and see what they had going on. You know?
Yeah.
But no, it always smells really good. I always get really hungry. But the thing is sometimes you're not in the mood to smell food.
Yeah. Right.
Especially after you've eaten.
Oh, yeah. Especially if it's seafood. I have a neighbor that's a seafoodaholic, and every time I walk by, I'm like, oh, I love that food, but
I couldn't handle that.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. So if you live next to someone who fries a lot of stuff, it smells like burning oil. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. But if I live next door to the Gandhi family,
mm-hmm.
I would smell curry all the time. I love the smell of curry.
You wouldn't. My mom stopped cooking a long time ago.
Why?
No, she's just busy. So yeah. When I go home, she'll make me food. My favorite is chicken biryani, so she'll make it for me.
Right.
But for the most part, I'm like, why doesn't it smell good when I walk in here anymore? It smells like sandalwood incense. Damn it.
Well, so you went out and had Indian food last night.
I did.
You went to Tamarind, our favorite Indian place.
So good.
Well, I was so intrigued, I ordered some Indian because I wasn't invited to Tamarind with you last night.
Oh.
So that was good. I had some delivery. Went out and had girls' night out with my friends. my friends Rosanna and Danielle and Jenna. We went to this place down on the river, East River. It's beautiful. We had cocktails. They had these chicken and gravy balls.
Oh,
very fried.
That sounds good though. Sounds like heaven.
Yeah, they were. It was really good. They also had this curry donut, which was fabulous.
Hmm.
I'll get into this place later.
Okay.
I'm going to get us in.
Hungry.
Yeah, I know. Oh, speaking of, a cheese platter has arrived. The other day, we were talking about my favorite grocery store, King's. Remember, that's where a listener saw me in line.
Oh, that's right.
A neighbor. Elvis, we loved hearing about our store on your show Monday. Customers were talking about it to me the day following. You have quite the loyal fan base down here. Please enjoy a few of our cheesemongers' favorite selections as a small token of appreciation. We hope to see you in Bedminster again soon. I'm there every weekend. And everything. Thank you, Brian, the general store manager. You want to bring that in?
Where is it?
It's out there. I think we got a charcuterie.
Yes.
Or
so
some
nice.
People call it the charcuterie. You see, if you're going to say the word charcuterie, you have to put the emphasis on cooter.
Yes,
charcuterie.
Just the charcuterie. You know, Coaster Boy Josh loves his charcuterie. He designs a cheese and meat plate every weekend.
Really?
You know what's so crazy? Yeah. Like, I learned things about Coaster Boy Josh that I'm like, no way.
Yeah.
We have to move the Girl Scout cookies to make room for the charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
And then on top of that, if you're hungry, I've got Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah. I love it. We have cookies and a cheese tray, and we're like, I don't understand why we can't lose weight. Slam it.
So if you listen to us at this time every day, this is the time of this hour. We just kind of talk about getting the day started, so I hope we're not boring you. Talking about all the cheese and cookie arrivals.
You see how excited your dog Max is?
Yeah.
Oh,
back off, Max.
Food.
Speaking of Max Greenfield, Schmidt is coming in today, but he has a new show. We've got to move on from New Girl. New Girl is now Old Girl. Anyway, let's get into... hold on.
Oh, I just got electrocuted.
Yeah. In the ear?
Yeah, in the ear.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yes,
static.
That's been happening to me.
Hey, can we stop with that for just a minute so we can do the feel goods? This is the... Whoa, that smells good.
I'll wait for cheese.
No, we can't wait for cheese.
Okay, fine.
The clock is saying move on. Okay, after that, we'll get into the cheese. Sam.
All right. So this feel goods was submitted by Linda Sawyer, who is a pen pal of mine, Elvis, and I actually met her at one of your book signings. So, Linda, what up, girl? I got you. There is a school principal in Arlington, Texas. Her name is Sarah Schechter, and she's an incredible example of the care and empathy that she really wants her students to emulate. So Sarah found out that three of her students, their dad was sick. And he had undiagnosed high blood pressure and was facing complete kidney failure because of it. So without being asked, and Sarah actually didn't even know this father, she offered one of her kidneys to him.
Wow. What?
It's a match. And they went through with the surgery. She completely saved his life. And when she was getting praised for it, she said, I just really wanted these kids to have their father.
Wow.
Sarah, you are incredible.
Wow.
Linda, how you doing, girl? And if you have a story that deserves to be featured, email me, sam@elvisduran.com, subject line, feel goods.
You know, Gandhi, we didn't do the three things.
We didn't.
Huh.
I have them if you want them.
Yeah, we'll do that next.
Okay.
We have to do three things per hour. That's six things.
Oh, all right. Six things.
We'll get into that next. Blah, 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 blah.
Hi, this is Chelsea Handler.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
Hey, what's going on? This is Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco.
You're listening to Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hey, a lot of our favorite artists today, of course, they will tell you the names of the artists that inspired them when they were growing up, or the artists that their parents used to play, the music they played when they were kids. There's a guy, James Taylor. He was a huge artist back in the day, back in the 70s especially. He has Break Shot on Audible. And he tells the stories behind all the songs that inspired your parents and your older brothers and sisters. He did a song called Fire and Rain. Carolina in My Mind, anyone?
Oh, I think I've heard Carolina in My Mind.
Right. And I've seen fire and I've seen rain. That's one of anyway, it's this exactly. This tender audio memoir explores his early years and shows why his story is so deeply entwined with the story of his family. The late 60s, drugs, alcohol almost tore his family apart. The same stuff that kept my family together. Anyway, but he battled depression, and he actually committed himself into a mental facility. And James Taylor, one of the biggest and most incredibly influential artists of the last decade. So his story, called Break Shot, it's on Audible. Pick it up. Listen to the new Audible original Break Shot by James Taylor. Hear the story of his 21 years like you've never heard before. Go to audible.com/breakshot. That's audible.com/breakshot.
Text us at 55100. Standard data and messaging rates may apply. It's Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Last night here in New York, the Knicks lost to the Grizzlies. But at the game, there was a big fight. And so everyone in the stands started chanting, "Sell the team! Sell the team!"
Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's awful.
It's like it was this mass chaos. The fights were everywhere. And
my goodness.
Can you imagine?
Talk about a loyal fan base.
Can you imagine if we walked into like the iHeartRadio headquarters, like, "Sell the company! Sell the company!"
Wait, don't we have a big meeting next week?
I don't know.
Yeah, Nate, you start the chant.
Well, it's like you run a company or you run a team, you think you're doing the right thing, and people are like, "Just sell it."
Yeah.
It's like, what if someone walked up to you, Danielle, like, "Give up your kids. You're bad mother."
That would not be nice.
Oh, my God.
Interesting vacation news from our friend Diana. Hi, Diana.
Hi. Good morning.
Well, good morning. You're going to go to Jamaica.
I'm going to Jamaica.
But tell everyone why you're going. What kind of a 5-day vacation is this in Jamaica for you?
So it is a 5-day Hanson vacation.
Oh my!
Mbop Hanson.
Mbop Hanson. Yep.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
And can I just say, the Hanson brothers, all grown up, and they are hot.
Oh, really?
They are.
And so are their kids and their grandkids.
Yeah, well, that is true.
Who are like our age.
Okay, so Diana, you grew up a big Hanson fan, I'm assuming.
Gigantic, yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
And so I didn't even know that Hanson did 5-day vacations in Jamaica. Tell me how you found that. How'd you stumble across that?
So I'm a part of their fan club, Okay. And they do it every year. And they've been doing it for about 8 years now. I think this is the 8th year that they've been doing this. And every year it's like, it's 5 days, and like every night that there's a concert. There's even like during the day, each individual brother will have like a private concert for the fans, you know? So it's like, you get solo shows, it's just so much fun.
Well, you know, I love it when fan clubs or management of artists, they come up with these theme vacations, like the Kesha cruise that Gandhi went on.
It was amazing. We saw so many people. I was introduced to people through her that I had never heard of before, like Big Frida, Bob the Drag Queen. It was great.
You got to do it.
I know. I'm telling you, it was great.
Well, you know what? If with any luck at all, Diana, Bob the Drag Queen will show up at the Hanson vacation in Jamaica.
If you're
that
lucky.
Would be amazing.
Look, have a fantastic time. You're leaving, what, tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah. We're flying out about this time tomorrow.
Have fun. Love Jamaica.
You know what it says here? Thanks that there's been 27 years of Hanson music?
Yeah, they've been around a long time.
27?
Yeah.
They're coming out with their new album this year, too. So.
Oh, wow. There you go.
The girl that I drive
here for Hanson.
The girl I ride to work with every day is a weird, closeted Hanson fan. I had no idea. She travels to see them, too. And one time I opened up her trunk and a poster flew out, and it was her Hanson poster.
Oh, how old is she?
I think she's like 33 or 34, maybe.
Wow, that's a young Hanson fan.
Yeah. All right. But I was like trying to catch it. And she said, "Don't worry, it's laminated. It'll be okay." Oh, my God.
All right, well, Diana, have a great time in Jamaica and tell the guys in Hanson we love them. I saw them not too long ago. They're very nice. Yeah. Very nice guys. Absolutely.
Definitely will. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Love you more. Safe travels. Yeah. I'm going to go on a Hanson Jamaica theme vacation. Wait, what do you call it? A theme vacation?
Yeah, it's like a theme vacation. If you had to pick a group or a band that you love so much to like do that with, who would it be?
Oh, this is tough.
Look, can we have a moment on that?
Yeah.
Let's think about that.
I'm ready.
Okay, we're going to move on.
Okay.
We'll come back to that in a minute. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Sarah. So, what's going on?
Oh, I texted him about James Taylor, and he's not as nice as his music makes him out to be.
So James Taylor, he was a huge artist back in the late 60s and 70s. And so I did a commercial for his new book, which is on Audible. You can listen to it. And he did come up with some really, really fantastic music back in the day. You may not know it, but a lot of people's grandparents know it, and I know it. I grew up to it. But anyway, so you met James Taylor, and he wasn't that nice of a guy?
Well, my mom met him. She saw him in the early 90s, and apparently he was pretty cranky, bad vibes, good music, but really changed her opinion of him as a person.
Well, I'm reading your text here. It says here that he's a douchebag. Is that what you wrote? Her words. Mom's words. Here's the thing, and I learned this a long time ago. You should never meet your idols, the people you... Obviously, your mother really liked him, or she wouldn't have gone to meet him, right?
Oh, absolutely. She calls me Tater Bud because of one of his songs. So yeah. She's a James Taylor, Carol King. Yeah.
Aww. Well, you know, because I remember, and I'm going to give you another old artist. I love how we've gone from Hanson to James Taylor and now to Barry Manilow.
Oh.
If I don't know if you read my book. It's called Where Do I Begin? I talk about the time I met Barry Manilow. He when I was a little kid, I loved his music. You know, a little gay guy in Texas. Well, who else are you going to listen to? And I met him, and he was a total mean guy.
Yeah. Ew.
In my book, I called him an a-hole.
Yeah. Oh, no.
The same thing happened to me because my mom, huge fan of Barry Manilow, took her to the Grammy Awards one year. He was there. And he was a jackass.
Yeah.
She was so upset. That's a
letdown.
Well, so Sarah, let me ask you, who are you dying to meet? And I'll tell you if we know if they're nice or mean.
Oh, you know what? I would absolutely love to meet Arlo Guthrie.
Oh, I never met Arlo
who?
Guthrie.
Let me Google.
Arlo Guthrie was a huge artist.
Okay.
Anyone that was born after the year 1950. No, I don't know. Arlo Guthrie had some... Look, I love all types of music. That's why I know all these people. Arlo Guthrie was an incredible artist, without a doubt. I'm sure Arlo's nice.
Incredible artist. I just saw him before Thanksgiving, and he's still doing great.
There you go. Well, listen, thank you for listening, Sarah. Thanks for sharing your mom's story about James Taylor.
Hey, the Jonas Brothers are very nice.
They're very nice.
Yeah, they are.
Love
them. So is Kesha, by the way. If you can do that cruise, do it.
All right, Sarah, thank you for listening. Can we talk? Yeah, let's talk about artists of that are a little more contemporary.
I'd like to go on a cruise with Shaggy.
Shaggy cruise?
Let me tell you, that cruise, that would be crazy.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
You wouldn't remember half of it.
No, I wouldn't.
All right. I'm waiting on Rihanna.
Oh, yeah.
Love her.
We never got into the three things you need to know.
Shall I save them for just after 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes me kind of crazy.
They're the three most important things ever. I'm sad that we missed it. Today was the day.
Let's get into we'll get the Danielle report on. At least I'm doing something. I'm supposed to do this hour. Sorry. Danielle.
All right.
Yeah, here, wait a minute. See, now I'm afraid. Do people meet us and think we're a bunch of douchebags?
I hope. There was only one time that I had that problem.
What did you do to them?
Okay, so we were in an environment where there was a lot of people yelling our names trying to get our attention. And you can't, like, talk to everybody at once. So I was trying my best to get to everyone. Well, I didn't get to her quick enough, and she called me some not very nice words.
What?
Like... ass bitch, you know.
Yeah, ass. They called you an ass bitch.
But so ass and the other part.
Yeah.
So I turned around and I went over to her and I said, "Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute?"
Oh wow.
Oh yeah.
And confronted.
And I said, "Listen, I'm trying my best here. Blah blah blah. No, I didn't mean it." I said, "Well, you meant it because you called me the name."
All right,
and
tell you what. Yeah. Call us now or text us at 55100 if you've met one of us and we were an ass bitch.
Hashtag ass bitch.
I'm sure I've been an ass bitch to many people. Let's go ahead. Let's get it out in the open. Let's iron those creases.
Yeah, I've been accused of it myself.
Being an ass bitch?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's get into the Danielle report. What do you have going on, Danielle?
All right. So if you watch Floribama Shore, you know who Nilsa is. Dude, she's a nutcase. She was flying off the handle. She smashed a car window to pieces during this drunken arrest. If you haven't seen the story, you just need to watch the video because she just went off the handle. So check that out. So the manufacturer of the helicopter that crashed with Kobe Bryant and 8 others, they are actively taking steps to make sure that other helicopters add that critical system that was missing from Kobe's helicopter. A lot of them have to be equipped with that terrain awareness and warning system. Well, it was an optional thing for Kobe, so it didn't have it. So they're trying to get... other people to put it in now. So, Offset has been detained by cops after a report of a person with a gun at an LA shopping center. So, law enforcement sources say that they recovered 2 guns. Offset and 3 others had been taken to the station for further questioning. No official arrests have been made, but I'll keep you posted on that one. Did you hear that somebody broke into Billy Joel's Long Island estate?
Mm-hmm.
They damaged 12 of his motorcycles.
Yes, I did.
And his office.
I did.
But they didn't steal anything.
Didn't take a thing.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I just went in there. I just went in there and pushed all of his motorcycles
over.
Oh,
you did it! Oh, you did it!
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because I don't know.
It's a little rude. I mean, I'm just saying. I was looking at this this thing about Blake Lively. So she was doing an interview on the red carpet, and it was the premiere of the Rhythm Section. And they told her, you know, your character is such a badass in this movie. And her reply was so strange. She was like, "Why can't we use the term good ass? Why do I have to be a badass? Why can't it be a good ass?"
No one wants to be a good ass. Well,
what the hell does that even mean, a good ass?
You want to be a badass.
Yeah. Of course. Who? What? Yes, exactly. That was just stupid. And
you want to see a good ass?
I don't.
Stand up, turn around, Nate.
Show us.
Let me see that ass.
There you go.
Hey. Oh, actually, that is very nice.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, so James Corden was talking about starring in the hit play The History Boys, and he said he struggled for so many years to get substantial roles, while his co-stars, who were skinny than him, got all the good parts. He said, "I would get the guy who drops off a television to somebody in a movie. Like, that's the roles I would get." And he said, "And if you notice, overweight people in movies don't really fall in love. They don't have sex." He says this was a problem for a very, very long time. And he says, hopefully that will be changing. So let's hope so. Let's see. Tonight on television, there is a lot. You've got The Good Place. You've got The Stranger on Netflix. That's a series premiere of an 8-episode miniseries. You also have Grey's, A Million Little Things. I just want to put this on your radar. First of all, Zombies 2, which I am so excited, February 14th on the Disney Channel. But do you know what comes back in 2 months that I realized yesterday?
What?
Ozark!
Wait, stop the truck.
Oh, yes. March 27th.
March 27th, Ozark is back?
Yes.
God,
I feel like we've waited forever.
Can I tell you right now, I'm already mad.
Why?
Because I'm going to watch it all in one weekend, and it's going to be over. I'm already anticipating the bad feeling of the new episode, the new season of Ozark. It's season 3, right?
Yes. I had this conversation with Sheldon last night, and I said, we cannot binge it all at once. We need to enjoy this and, like, stretch it out a little bit, because we don't know when the hell we're going to get another episode, because it's been a long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why I say don't binge it all at once, Elvis. Don't do it.
I have to.
Enjoy it.
Isn't it funny how they call it a season, but it doesn't last a season? It's just, it's there.
Here's some episodes.
It's just like, go.
It's there and gone.
Wow. All right, so I'm reading on the text messages, people who have met us and call us ass bitches.
No! Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot here. A few people said I was an ass bitch.
I just saw one.
Oh, read it. You got to read it out loud. I think someone met me at the Iowa State Fair, and they rudely closed the line.
Oh, well, that's not your fault.
That's not you.
Hey, wait a second. Someone, I met Elvis in Des Moines. Most genuine, sweetest ever. Love him. I don't want that one. I want ass bitch texts.
Yes.
Wait, I'm being an ass bitch right now.
There is, when I used to live in Columbus, Ohio, apparently there's another girl who looks just like me, and she was really rude to people all the time, and then she would say she was me. So I'm sure that there are a lot of people in Columbus that have some bad things to say. It wasn't me. Not that I haven't been an ass bitch at some point, but that girl was really perpetrating.
I tell you what, so it wasn't you, though.
No.
So that doesn't count. A lot of people are talking about Scary being a jerk online.
Scary.
I apologize for that, but I was actually called an ass bitch or something like it for not accepting someone's resume at a food fair that I was hosting for the radio station.
I see you're acting a little assy bitchy now.
Am I supposed to stop down what I'm doing?
Nate or Scary can't remember which was an ass bitch. I went to a dysfunctional family vacation with you guys, was waiting in line for a spiked popsicle by the pool. Then one of them just uses their I'm with the morning show to cut line and took the last ones. I had to settle for a non-alcoholic popsicle.
That was Scary.
He says, I hate you, you ass bitch. All right, well, our apologies.
This is Ariana Grande.
Hey, what's up? It's Halsey.
What's up, guys? I'm Khalid.
With Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and The Morning Show.
There's no single perfect bowl of oatmeal. I like mine sweet. You might like yours savory. But when you start with whole grain Quaker oats, there's your perfect bowl. And that's what matters. Look for Quaker Oats Instant Quaker Oatmeal and Quaker Oatmeal Cups. Quaker Oats. Our oats, your creation.
It's Dave Brody's birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday!
And you know what? Danielle, since the beginning of time, has always been the responsible member of our show to go out and buy a birthday card and bring some sort of celebratory dessert.
Yes.
So anyways, I have a card here. Don't look at it. I have to sign it, Brody.
Well, I'm glad you remembered this year.
All right. I have to sign your card. Just pretend you don't know I'm signing your card. Okay, hold on. Let me open it up. Okay.
See, now, when I bought the card, I didn't realize realize it was that loud.
I love it.
And I'm like, I didn't hear anything.
We try to sign it in private.
He just passed me the card.
Can you hold that? Scary, please.
I love how we try to sign these cards in private, but everyone knows they're getting a card.
Did you sign the card
but
yet,
that,
Nate?
That one was louder than most.
Nate, just...
I have to sign it.
Look the other way, Brody. Don't want... Can you close that card? Close it.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
All right. Yes, Brody.
Remember the year she got me a bookmark because she forgot to get me a card?
I did. I gave you an... I always have a stack in the back.
Brody, by the way, they should have named him Chip on the Shoulder, Brody.
Yeah. Because
he has an issue with everyone.
You want to know how many years ago that was, Elvis?
Like 40.
Yeah. You get a party on your birthday. All I wanted was a card.
And you know how many times I've said, please don't throw me a party. Yeah. I don't want to. And they throw me a party.
He gets mad.
I can't help it. I'm fabulous.
So popular.
Hey, speaking of fabulous, where is... Where's Diamond? Diamond, what is today? I think, you know, Diamond always comes in to tell us what today is. It's National Green Bean in a Can Day. It's National Corn Cob Day. Uh-huh. National Take Your Pet to Work Day, which I did.
It's a good day.
All right. Hi, Diamond. Not Mila Kunis.
Hi. I just love that she said, speaking of fabulous, where's Diamond? Okay.
I know, because you are. Okay, what is today?
Today is National Croissant Day.
Croissant.
Yes.
Or does it say, how does it say it in France? Croissant.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to embarrass myself.
It's okay. Croissant, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So, guess what? I found out.
What?
Croissants didn't originate in France.
Okay. Where'd they originate?
Austria.
I believe that.
Okay. But by Turkish bakers. That's so cool, no?
I'm in. I'm in. Of course, if you go to France and try to tell a French baker that, they'll be so upset.
Oh, yeah.
All these people here in New York, all these Italian Americans, they think that Italians invented pasta. When you tell them that pasta was actually invented in China, they get very mad.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Very mad.
I think we should do something with this. I think that every day she comes in and she gives us like a, you know, croissant day, why it is croissant day. What if at the end of the week... Mm-hmm. We gave a contest and we said, you have to call in and tell us one thing that Diamond said about one of the days of the week that you learned this week and you win a t-shirt.
All right.
Listen, I'm giving away knowledge.
Yeah. Okay? The more you know.
You know, as they say, knowledge is power.
Yes.
Now we have the power of croissant knowledge. What's scary?
But pasta has, all of it have Italian names, all the varieties. Fettuccine, linguine, ziti.
That has nothing to do with who invented it.
What about, like, romaine?
But if they coined the term.
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw you off there.
If they coined the term, then they made those names.
No, the Chinese invented pasta, and then the Italians started making it. Then they started coming up with shapes, and they gave them different names.
So we stole this idea?
No one said you stole anything.
French fries
aren't from France.
Nope. You borrowed it and repurposed it.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
And then took all the credit.
You know what? And someone say you perfected it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? It's okay.
We got to be known for something, though.
Oh, come on, you ass-hurt Italian. Let's all calm down.
You're an ass-bitch.
You're an ass-bitch.
You're an ass-bitch.
It's okay. It's all right. Anyway, so croissant day.
Croissant.
I love them. A buttery, flaky, whatever. I dip it in my coffee and people think I'm out of my mind.
No, that sounds like a great plan.
I am out of my mind. Hey, you know who's coming in less than an hour? Max Greenfield. The second season of his show on CBS, The Neighborhood, we're rolling through that. Of course, New Girl played Schmidt, right? Did you have a Schmidt book?
Yeah.
What did I see?
Oh.
So, you know, look, the thing you have to say about Max Greenfield, he is a working actor who continues to get jobs. And that's as far as his professional life goes, that's great. He's getting jobs. He's a working actor. But he walks down the street, people still scream, Schmidt!
Oh, yeah. You can't escape the big role.
I know, but I'm sure he's okay with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the definitive account of one man's genius, Schmidt. And it's a whole book. Where'd you get this book?
So I got that book when the show was out, about 8 years ago.
Right.
It's from the writers who wrote a journal as if Schmidt wrote it. So it's in his voice.
Oh, gosh. Right.
So it's all his theories, his... They're not from the show, it's before the show. Yeah, Very funny.
His theories were brilliant.
Right.
Can I say the name of the book?
Yeah.
The douche journals.
Yeah. There you go.
At the end of the series, though, he became less of a douche.
Douche light?
Douche lighter.
All right. Well, anyway, he's coming in a little bit. Can't wait to talk to him. I think he grew up close to us here in New York and used to listen to our show.
Oh, cool.
So, I don't know. See? There you go. Back in the day, we played Bon Jovi. Anyway. We're talking about people who have met us in public who thought we were really rude, because we're talking about celebrities you've met who are rude.
Yeah.
And then so people are, I said, please text in if we've ever been rude. And a few people texted in, and it was usually about crowd control problems.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's a fair or whatever. It's like stuff out of our.
Yeah.
But someone said, I hope you're not an ass bitch when you come to Richmond next week.
Oh, don't Do not be one.
Yeah. No, I'm the nicest guy when I go to those book signings. Because if you're going to give up your time, your night to come see me because of a dumb book, you know, the least I can do is be nice to you.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? All right. What are you laughing for?
Because that's funny.
Well, no, you know, you're going to give up your time to come see me at a Barnes & Noble? I got to be nice to you.
That is true.
That'd be so rude.
If not, I'd ask for a refund.
I wouldn't blame you. All right, let's get into the three things you need to know. Gandhi, what's going on?
Good news. Life expectancy in the U.S. is up for the first time in 4 years. So the CDC is showing life expectancy up by about a month, which is great, since at least temporarily, a recent trend showed Americans living shorter lives than previously. Wow. But now, on average, an infant born this year is expected to live about 78 years and 8 months. So plan ahead.
Wow.
You're living a while. This one is just for you, Elvis and Danielle. A man from North Dakota had a really good time on Antique Roadshow. Did we see this?
Yes, it's really funny.
He found out that a watch that he bought in the 70s ended up being worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. $700,000 is the max they think he can get for this watch. It was a Rolex, and it had the word oyster inscribed on the face of the watch.
Wow.
Yeah, so if anyone listening has one of those, you might be set up for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's pretty cool.
And now, a little bit of help for people trying to get off the meat, much like myself, and I now understand exactly what that sounded like.
When you have to get off the meat.
Sometimes it hurts. You got to be very careful.
Yeah. But they have invented something called a meat patch, which is supposed to work similar to a nicotine patch.
No, you're serious?
I'm not kidding
you. People are addicted to meat?
Well, it's not necessarily you're addicted to meat, but if you're trying not to eat the meat because you want to be healthier or you want to go vegetarian, which a lot of people
are doing. So what will happen when you put the meat patch on?
So you put the meat patch on and you scratch it, and it's supposed to smell like bacon, which allegedly smelling food that you want to eat is supposed to quell the desires to eat that food. I am the opposite, because when I'm not eating meat and I smell bacon, I'm like, I want that.
Yeah.
But they say that this is really supposed to help squish your desires to eat meat if you get the meat patch.
So it's a scratch and sniff sticker?
Pretty much.
All right. If I smell bacon, I want bacon.
Yeah,
exactly.
You could just have somebody rub meat under your nose and then you'd smell it.
I had a friend who used to do that. He wouldn't eat any sugar, but he would stick his face near all the donuts and just sniff them. It was weird. He said it worked, though.
Have you ever known anyone who would just like take a bite of something fattening and then like chew it and then suck the flavor out and then spit it out?
Yes. Yeah.
And what is this theory I read about the other day about all the cereals? Scotty, you should talk about this. Cereals that say, oh, it has vitamin blah, 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 and vitamin blah, blah, blah. The thing is if you don't drink the milk after the cereal, you're not getting half those nutrients. Because all of it kind of fades into the milk, right?
Oh.
Hello?
What?
Yeah, they said it's sprayed on. It's sprayed on the outside of the cereal, and therefore the milk washes it off. And so if you're not eating the milk, then you're not getting the vitamins off of it.
Here comes Scotty B., half of the Serial Killers podcast team. You're the cereal expert.
Yes, when there are 10 essential vitamins and minerals, if you don't drink the milk, you're not getting it. Just like we just had these new peach Cheerios. And they're delicious. You should listen to yesterday's episode. They're wonderful. But the milk will wash the peach coating off. And if anything is in there and you don't drink the milk, you're not getting it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
But if you just eat the dry cereal, you would get it, right?
That's right. And cereal milk is delicious, though. You should always finish the milk. Yes. Especially when it's chocolate.
Okay. So what else are you guys talking about on this week's Serial Killers podcast?
We have another new one that's coming out. I can't tell you what it is quite yet. It's a secret. It's Friday. You have to listen to it tomorrow morning.
What do you mean? Give us an example or sort of what it's like.
Okay, well, it's Magic Spoon cereal. You'll see.
Magic Spoon?
Yes.
Okay. Is the cereal itself a spoon?
No, but that's the name of it. And it might be gross. All right.
More from the Mercedes-AMG Interview Lounge.
Our friend Camila Cabello, we're letting everyone know that you were coming in today. And the number one thing they said was, don't talk about our dating life. I will tell you this, though. He could do better, and I'll tell you why. He could be dating me, right? You let him know I said that.
All right, I will.
Brought to you by Mercedes-AMG. Be prepared for whatever comes your way in the all-new GT four-door coupe. Because life is a race. Visit your local dealership for a test drive today. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
All right, it's almost February.
Yeah.
Which is Valentine's. Valentine's Day is only in a couple of weeks, right?
Yep.
So I have an idea for you. You need to order your flowers from 1-800-Flowers.com now, because Rose prices will go up. That's just the nature of the beast.
Because they know you got to pay it, because you're desperate at the last minute.
Well, plus, you know, they're harder to find because people have already taken the good ones.
Yeah.
So, will your bouquet arrive on time? Will it be fresh? Is it guaranteed to impress? Well, Unfortunately, the flower company we used to partner with wasn't living up to those standards, according to the people who wrote this. Oh, my God. Is someone going to sue me for saying this?
What?
So I'd like to introduce our new official flower provider for Valentine's, 1-800-Flowers.com.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm in. So to kick off our new partnership, 1-800-Flowers is offering this great Valentine's deal for you. Right now, you can get a dozen multicolored roses, only $19.99, or upgrade to 24 multicolored roses for only $10 more. How do they stay in business? Roses from 1-800-Flowers.com, they're picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure their freshness right from the grower. $19.99 for a dozen multicolored roses. Upgrade to 24 multicolored roses, just $10 more. This amazing offer expires Tuesday. So go to 1-800-Flowers.com, enter the code Elvis when you hit the radio icon, and you get this incredible offer. Order today. Save at 1-800-Flowers.com. Use the code Elvis when you click on the radio icon. So Max Greenfield is here in the second season of The Neighborhood, of course, from New Girl and from, you know, he's from a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He's going to be on in a few minutes. Also, I have a phone tap I got to get to in a second. You know what? This is this weird conversation we're having. I don't want to go too long because I know we have to get to the phone tap. But so last night, I was taking a nap late in the day because I had a long day, and I had to get up. Oh, my God, I'm running late. I had to jump in the shower and go meet friends for drinks, right? So I got home last night, and my bed was made. And I didn't have time or mind power to make my bed when I was in a hurry to get in the shower.
And no one else was in your house.
No, no one else was there. Mm. It was the strangest thing.
That's so weird.
So, I mean, I thought, you know, okay, it could have been, well, maybe Alex came in, snuck in, made the bed and left. No. Or maybe it was the ghost of a friend I just lost who said, oh, you're being a slob, I'm going to make your bed. No, I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know. And then Danielle comes in and says,
that we have these wind chimes that somebody gave me for my dad, and I never put them up yet. And I was waiting for like the springtime. So my kid hit the bushes with the soccer ball, and he goes, oh, Mom, the wind chimes you put in the trees for Grandpa, I broke a piece. And I'm like, I didn't put the wind chimes in the trees. So I go inside and ask my husband, oh, the wind chimes you put in the trees, you know, he said, I didn't put the wind chimes in the trees. So who put the
wind
chimes?
Did you ask your other son?
I didn't. He didn't. He wouldn't have. He's 10. He doesn't do that.
10-year-olds don't put wind chimes in trees.
No, they don't. They don't. So I think my father put the damn wind chimes
okay.
in the trees.
Well,
that's cool.
That's very cool.
Right, but that's weird.
And then I don't know who made my bed. So Brody walks in and goes, no, someone put the wind chimes in the trees. No, someone made your bed, Elvis. Maybe you made it and you weren't paying attention. You're a non-believer. Don't you believe that there are things you can't explain?
Yeah.
No, nobody put wind chimes up.
Okay, I'll give you another example. Not for me. My cousin believed she had a ghost in her house. She had a pair of earrings. I think I've told this story once. And they were broken. She left them on the counter. When she came home, the earrings were fixed and nobody else was in that house.
Explain that.
Explain that,
ghost.
Buddy.
So you're telling me somebody came back from the dead and their one mission was to fix earrings?
You never know, maybe the helpful ghost.
They don't come back from the dead. They're still dead.
Isn't there Casper the helpful ghost?
I'm saying, yes. from the beyond. They come back, they make the journey, and they go, I'm going to fix earrings.
While they were there.
I don't know. I don't know. And look, I'm not saying I'm a firm believer in it, and I've told you the story of what happened in my old house. No. I know something's going on, but I don't want to believe it. But I do want to believe it because they made my bed. I'm all in.
No, I
mean,
if
I can get room service and maid service from someone who passed away that used to work down at the Marriott,
cool.
You know, fine.
So if I leave my underwear on the floor, I can tell my wife, I must have been a ghost. I didn't do it.
No, that's not going to work.
No, you're not helping
that's
yourself.
That's not working.
Don't answer the phone.
Does it make sense?
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, Brody, what's your phone tap all about?
Elvis, our listener Joe and his roommate Rob live in an apartment building with really thin walls. Rob is always yelling at Joe, cursing at the TV, and they've gotten complaints from people in the building constantly. So Joe thought it would be funny if I called as one more person to complain about Rob and him being loud.
Let's listen into Brody's phone tap. Here we go.
Hello?
Yes. Hi. Is this Robert?
This is Rob, yeah.
Hi. I'm the manager from a few doors down. I wanted to talk to you about the colorful language you use when you get loud in your apartment.
What do you mean? Why?
You tend to curse a lot, and I was wondering if we could maybe use some other words instead of those dirty words.
What are you... Wait, so you're the guy down the hall with the 8-year-old little girl ride the bike up and down the hallway all the time?
That's exactly a good example of the language I was talking about, sir. My daughter does ride her bike, and she is a child, and kids do make noise. But what
What are you talking about? You listen to my damn phone conversations or something? What do you care, dude?
Okay, using the Lord's name in vain is no way to hold on a conversation. What I'm saying is you yell really loudly at your roommate, and you yell at the television set. And
yeah, you yell game when it's on. It goes through the walls. Is that thin in here?
Okay. We walk through the halls. I take my daughter to school in the morning, and then we come home.
Dude, well, you gotta tell me I can't speak the way I want to speak in my own apartment, dude.
When you get upset, maybe if you said, freak you, that might be a little nicer, or...
Yeah, what, are you kidding me? Freak you?
Yeah, or maybe fudge. If you yelled fudge really loudly, that would be nice.
Oh, you're killing me, bro.
All right.
You're
I'm just trying
to
help.
Where are you from? You like one of those squeaky clean...
Again, see, now, in that case, instead of using the A word, you could use, you could say butt.
All right, look, I'm, here's a idea.
All right.
Move. Get the out of my apartment building. How about that?
Look,
you know what I mean?
Look, I don't want to have to get upset with you.
Are you trying to give me some, you want me to say fudge? If I said that, I'd get my ass kicked.
You know what? See, now, you might get your butt kicked. Or instead of that, or you might say, you know, look, you're being sort of a butthead right now, and I'm trying to be nice to you.
Go yourself, dude. Are you kidding me?
All right.
How many doors? What are you, next door to me? You hear me through the walls like that?
Yeah, I hear you, and my daughter hears you, and I think you have no class. You've got a potty mouth, and I don't think it's nice.
Oh, dude. Wait, your daughter's what, 7 years old?
She's 7 years old.
So you know she curses at school.
No, she doesn't.
I was cursing when I was 5 years old, bro.
If you're being a stinky head, then I'm going to point that out to you. And that's what you're being right now.
Let me ask you a question,
and
bro.
Your filthy mouth.
Hey, listen. First of all, put some headphones on or something, all right? That's how I talk. All right, if I'm watching a game and I curse the players, that's what I do. I'm never going to stop. There's nothing you can do about it. I real sore if your daughter doesn't like the way I speak. Tell her to, you know, go move in with her mom or whatever the she is.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
And if you have a problem with it, you can come down here and talk to me about it. I don't appreciate a phone call accusing me of her.
All right,
cursing.
I'm trying to be nice, and you're being a stinky head, okay?
Oh,
I'm
man.
Trying. You see that? It hurts. It hurts when somebody uses bad words, doesn't it?
Yeah. Dude, you are out of your gourd, bro. You are gone.
You, sir, are being a butt crack. Okay, there, I said it. There. You are a butt crack.
Kill me, man.
I'm going to get a petition signed in the building if you cannot stop cursing. Okay? If people are offended by it.
How about I get my boys in this farming building to come down and tell you how they feel about you? Say, who's a douchebag, you know?
Mr. Tushy Goblin, I'm not going to take it anymore.
You know what, dude? Bring it.
Jerk face? Jerk face? How does that feel, jerk face?
I'm gonna destroy you, bro.
All right, Cootie King. I am not afraid of you because you, sir, are a doofus. Now, I'm going away next week, so if you'd like to curse next week, you can curse next week. Get it out of your system.
Where are you going next week? You got a nice little church retreat or something?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm going to visit my mother, okay? If you must know.
You know, to tell you the truth, I'm surprised you moved out of her house. You straight-edge, mama boy, douchebag, bastard, licking son of a bag.
Rob, this is actually Dave Brody from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, and Joe and I are phone tapping you on the radio.
Dude,
what is this?
Dude, I had to do something. You weren't hearing me, man. Go yourself, Joe. You.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
Wow, seems like a great guy. Thank you, Brody. Thank you, birthday boy, Brody.
You're welcome, sir.
Happy birthday. What are you doing to celebrate your birthday?
Oh, I'm getting up early, going to work, and doing a phone tap.
All right. So you're done, then.
Yeah, pretty much.
Happy birthday. If you have an idea for a phone tap, let us know. Go to ElvisDuran.com and click on the phone tap link. People are texting in. They're believing us about these unexplainable ghostly things.
Yeah, see?
It happens.
It does.
I think we... Just let's stop putting less emphasis on it. Just understand it's a part of life. And then we move on. Okay, something happens to you. Okay.
Sometimes it's unexplainable.
Well, I know. But see, as long as they do things like fix your earrings and make your bed,
right.
I'm good. But if they chase you down the hall and try to kill you,
that's different.
Yeah, I get a little different vibe off that. You know what I'm saying?
Although, you know, I might enjoy that. Yeah, you would.
You would, because you're weird. All right, Danielle.
All right.
Let's get into the Danielle report.
Let's talk about Hailey Bieber taking to Instagram to explain why her pinkies are crooked, because all the haters have been saying, what's wrong with your pinkies? So she said, it's a genetic disorder that I have had all my life. So in conclusion, please stop roasting me about my pinky fingers.
Don't you feel awful when you say something, you think you're being funny, and you find out, like, oh my God, you're dressed so... You're dressed so nice today. Who died? And they're like, oh, my mom.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm Yep. So stupid.
So Kobe Bryant's wife, Vanessa, made her first statement yesterday. I don't know if you saw it. She made her Instagram. She took it off from private, and now everybody can see it. So she shared a photo of the family, and she said, "My girls and I want to thank the millions of people who've shown support and love during this horrific time." And she went on and on saying that they don't know how they're going to continue, and they're going to have to take it day by day, and it's just a new reality.
I can't imagine what that pain feels like, losing your husband, the father of your child, and one of your children.
I can't even. And several NBA players have already switched their jersey numbers in honor of Kobe. So if they were wearing Kobe's number, they gave it up.
Oh, wow.
So that it could be retired. So there are 11 more players considering making these changes. And the NBA hasn't said whether or not they're seriously considering retiring the number 8 and or the number 24 from everywhere in honor of Kobe. Oh, wow. So we'll see if that happens. And I'll keep you posted on that. My kids actually wear number 8. On their soccer team.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Zac Efron recently broke up with Sarah Breaux, who's an Olympic swimmer, and he's already moved on to another girl. Like, he moves on very quickly. So just in case you were wondering, he doesn't like to be single. some people have that. I don't know. There are rumors going around about Rihanna that she is with ASAP Rocky, that she has rebounded with him. An insider says that they shared a hotel room during her recent trip to New York, and that she's reluctant to kind of like put a label on it. It's kind of casual. So I guess we'll see.
Maybe they were just trying to save money.
in one hotel room? Yeah. That's why I moved in with my husband too.
Right.
We're just trying to save money. I'm helping him pay the rent. Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish just got another big awards show invitation to perform at the Oscars.
Really? Now, hey. What is she performing?
Isn't that crazy? I don't even know what she... Oh, maybe her James Bond theme.
Oh, yeah,
that would be pretty cool. That makes sense.
That would make sense.
Yeah, Sunday, February 9th, that's when that will happen. So get ready for that. The Good Place, 90-minute series finale tonight. Also, the series premiere of the 8-episode miniseries, The Stranger, on Netflix. A lot of people want to watch that. Tonight, you have Grey's and A Million Little Things and... You know, it's all good. You can watch the stupid Alaskan Bush people that I watch, but
now I'm finding
out it's book
crap. Okay, calm down, Danielle. Let's get into this. So when we walked in this morning, Danielle said, "Oh my God, I watched the Alaskan Bush people show last night," whatever it's called.
It's been on for like 7 seasons.
Okay. And so Danielle's like going on and on about how much she loves it. So one person texted in and said, "You know, that's fake. They fake those."
Yeah.
So I'm like, "Oh, Danielle, don't believe them." So she goes online, and sure enough,
I Googled.
What did you find out?
Oh, well, I find that they scammed the system, that they filed false information on government forms, and they were into jail and earned money. Their real names are not even what they say. Those are like their nicknames. They didn't build those cabins themselves. Some of the participants are actors. That's what it's saying.
All right. So you're a little disappointed in the show that you thought was one thing, and it's not.
But I'm not happy.
All right.
I'm sorry.
They have tattoos. I didn't really think about that. Where the hell did they get them? And one of the guys has braces.
Well, tribal tattoos, that's believable.
Well, that doesn't look like a tribal tattoo. It looks like... Okay. And one of the guys has braces. I just realized, if they live off the grid, where the hell did he go to get the braces?
Maybe they made the braces out of like corn stalks.
I don't know. They were metal braces.
Okay, all right.
Whatever.
So, okay, so go find another reality show to believe.
Whatever.
So Monday, Super Bowl Monday, they're calling it. Mm-hmm. I was reading this, and this is, I'm SMHing.
Uh-oh.
They're saying 17 million people are expected to be missing work the day after Sunday's Super Bowl. 17 million people are calling in, not coming in. Stop it.
I feel a tickle.
I don't understand. I see, okay, maybe because you know me. I celebrate the Super Bowl every night, 365. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I make it to work most days. But, I mean, what is it about Super Bowl Sunday that's going to keep you from going to work the next day? Explain this to me.
It's the alcohol and the food. You put it together. You fall asleep. You have a hangover. You're out partying late. I think we are really good as a group of going without sleep. I don't think a lot of people operate that way. Yeah. So I get people wanting to take the next day off. Well, we should take the next day off.
Yeah. Well, see, and also, I look at Super Bowl like Thanksgiving. There's 2 days during the year that you overindulge. Thanksgiving is one of them. Mm-hmm. We do. And then we have wine with our families and whatever. And then we sit on the couch and we fall asleep. Super Bowl is the same thing. We eat, and we drink, and so we want to, you know, relax. Most people have off the day after Thanksgiving.
Maybe this is why I'm not buying into your taking off. Because really? You say there's 2 days a week. I mean, 2 days a year we do this. I call it Sunday, Fun Day Sunday.
Well,
you know.
You're an outlier.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, what's scary?
Plus, the game doesn't end until 10 o'clock. So if you show up at a Super Bowl party at 4 or 5
it won't
in the
be over
afternoon,
at 10.
And you're gobbling up.
Okay, they're saying something. You hear them talking, right? What time does it end?
It'll be at least 11 o'clock for it.
11? Okay, even worse. They're proving my point. So but if you show up at a party at 5 o'clock and you just start loading up with food and drinks, and by the time you get home, it's after midnight, before you get to bed, forget about it.
Oh. Hey, you know, I just don't understand this mentality.
Yeah.
You go to work tired, and you go to work maybe hungover if you drank too much. You'll survive.
You will survive.
Didn't you go to college?
No. I skipped so many classes because of this.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I never made it to... I paid for college. I rarely went.
Mm-hmm.
But that's beside the point. That's because I just didn't want to learn.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why?
There would be times in college where I went out and had a really good time before, and then I would think, I'm going to take a 20-minute nap in the library. Slept through the whole class.
My theory is this. Why waste a mental health day or a health day or a sick day or a vacation day when you go in and you know everyone else is going to be tired too?
Yeah.
You're not going to be expected to be at your peak. And unless you're doing something that's life or death, you know, as far as what your career is, who cares? Go in. Everyone else is going to be in a fog. Just go in and just float.
Then maybe we should have less responsibilities on that day or like a half day.
Okay, Danielle, let me look at you and what you do for a living. How many fewer responsibilities do you need?
Well, maybe half of my children. Like, I could have one child that day, not two.
What's scary?
Most people are rookies at this. They're not used to it. But no offense, Elvis, you're a seasoned veteran when it comes to championship marathon.
Seasoned?
Drink.
You mean marinated, maybe?
Yeah, you are. You really
marathon
are.
Marathon drinking? I mean, seriously.
No, I'm not a marathon drinker.
But in this case, that's where you can hang.
What?
Plus, it's, I think, a lot easier for us to think, power through, have a good time, because we have a good time in here, and we are, you know, on the air for a certain amount of time, then we get to go home and take naps later. Whereas if you're working like an 8-hour day and you hate your job, I don't call off too. Yeah. I got it.
So again, repeating, over 17 million people expected not to be working on Super Bowl Monday.
You know what really sucks? If you really are sick on that Monday and nobody believes you because they think you just BS'd it.
Oh, he's sick. Right, he's sick.
I bet you are.
Yeah, that means you got to start feeling sick today.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Stop with the fake coughing. Hey, let's take a break. Max Greenfield is here. Good God, what has he not been in? I mean, as far as the business goes, this guy's working a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And he's in some great shows. Of course, now he's doing The Neighborhood on CBS. Of course, there's New Girl. There was, Mars. Not Mars.
Veronica Mars.
Veronica Mars. I was about to say Trip to Mars.
And we saw him in American Horror Story, remember?
Yes.
Shooting up.
Yeah.
We need to talk about that.
As a New Yorker would say, shooting up.
Yeah.
No, he was like a strung out, like a hot drug addict. It was fabulous.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Max Greenfield. You can scream out Schmidt if you want. I don't think he'll be offended.
Schmidt!
He's coming in. Are you snorting coke?
I might be. I don't know.
Are you snorting coke?
I'd be a lot skinnier if I was.
No, don't do that. Okay, so Max Greenfield's coming in next.
Oh, my gosh.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
WW, formerly Weight Watchers, has launched their most customized program ever. Join WW today and unlock your customized weight loss plan that can make losing weight easier. Go to WW.com to join for free and lose 10 pounds for free. Hurry. Offer ends February 3rd. Purchase required. Restrictions apply. Hey, can I say something?
Attenzione!
Attention!
You gotta hear this. This is hilarious.
Oh, God!
Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming here.
Oh, my God. You guys are awesome. I love you guys. I hear you every morning.
By the way, I just laughed and a booger came out of
my mouth. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
You've never had a grilled donut?
No.
No, seriously. If you have a box of donuts that go stale, summertime, turn on the grill and just put them on the grill. And just put them on the grill for a little bit on one side, a little bit on, and get a couple little marks on them. They're fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. Really? I never, ever heard of this.
It wakes up the fat.
I'm so excited.
Wake up, fat. Anyway, Max Greenfield about to come in just a second. Let's go around the room. Froggy, what's on your mind today? Froggy.
Wow, thank you, Froggy. That was
all
lovely.
All right, we'll move on to Gandhi.
Hi, Danielle, I'm sorry to tell you. What? I think I have a crush on your husband.
Yeah. We've all had a crush on him.
I know, it's my turn now. I get it. So yesterday, Sheldon and I ended up having a conversation about some really goofy stuff, and he's just so funny and wonderful. I was like, oh, Danielle, I think I have a crush on him.
He's a sweetie.
So I felt like I should tell you that.
I share.
He was originally mine.
I know, I heard. Oh,
okay.
And then Danielle got sloppy seconds.
That's it.
He's our show husband, collectively.
What's up, Danielle?
So I am obsessed with this thing called cauliflower stalks from this company called From the Ground Up, not a sponsor. A friend of mine said, you need to try this because everyone's eating cauliflower stuff now. These things are amazing. They can't keep them on the shelves. I cannot find them in certain stores. They have other kinds of cauliflower stuff, but I'm telling you to try these.
What's the name of the company?
They're called From the Ground Up Cauliflower Stalks, and I found them in Whole Foods.
Well, I still think it's funny how you guys say cauliflower.
It's cauliflower. Oh, yes.
I was laughing at this.
You're saying cauliflower stalks.
Cauliflower stalks.
Oh, God.
Perfect.
What's up,
scary.
Producer Sam? What's going on?
So you guys know I am huge into yoga. I am huge into rock climbing, and I've set a new goal for myself. For the first time in my life, I want to be able to do a single pull-up. I have no upper body strength when it comes to that. It is terrible. So that's what I'm doing, and I look like a complete a-hole in the gym because I make that angry face. But all I'm trying to do is get my own body weight up.
You're going to do it.
Eventually, I hope. But I need you guys to know what's happening so you can check up on me and I
be
can
careful.
Tell you. Be
careful. Don't push too hard because, as you know, your intestines will blow out your butt.
Right. Oh, something to look forward to.
Not that I know that firsthand.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Oh, there's Froggy. Froggy, what's on your mind today?
So I have a problem. I am a highlighter thief. I am going around and I use a highlighter until it runs out, and then I just go to somebody's desk and get another one. And I think I have been busted here at the radio station. So I'm sure there's other people who need a highlighter.
What do you do with all of them? You sniff them? I mean, what are you doing with
I use them until they run out, and then I go get more. They don't last very long. I'm a highlighter
thief. Where were you when we came to you a minute ago? You weren't even in the studio.
I had to go to the bathroom. They were mopping the floor in one bathroom, so I went in, had to wait for the lady to come out of the ladies' bathroom. I went in there real fast, used it, and came running out. That's why I was there to the light.
Well, I hope you put the lid back down. All right, thank you, Froggy.
You're welcome.
Blew out his intestines.
All right, so when I said to everyone on the show, Max Greenfield was coming in today, they all started screaming, Schmidt, Schmidt. And I said, look, even though he was the lovable douchebag Schmidt in New Girl, this new show, The Neighborhood on CBS, I find hilarious. With Cedric Entertainer as your neighbor, I mean, you've got to have some fun, right? So please welcome to the show, Max Greenfield.
Yay!
Live in the Mercedes-AMG Interview Lounge.
We always have a great time with him.
Let's bring her in and talk to her.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Welcome to Z100.
How are you?
I just saw Max petting Max.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's a real moment. Is that a first?
Have you ever, is it okay to know that, like, the number one dog name is Max and... Are you honored when someone says, oh, my dog's name is Max?
Yeah, it happens quite a bit. It's really exciting for me.
I don't know. At least that your mom and dad didn't name you Fido or something.
No, yeah. I think...
Sport.
I've never really put a lot of thought into it. I've just... Now it's just sort of commonplace. You're like, oh, right on, man. And that's sort of like where the conversation ends.
Right.
Because, like, oh, my God, you know, my dog's name is Max? Go, all right.
All right.
Wow,
well,
that's great.
Later.
And then there's like a silence, and you go, well, super nice meeting you. I don't know. I don't know if that's all you planned in this exchange.
Let me ask you a question. When you go to if you find yourself at a party by yourself, you're waiting to meet a friend, and you have those nervous...
Rare occasions.
Okay. Well, and you have those moments where you're, I don't know these people, but I'm going to say something to someone. What is the conversation starter? Well...
If I'm approaching somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are you that shy? You don't like approaching strangers?
Oh, my... I'd rather just stand in the corner with my head against the wall just going like this. I really want to say something, but I can't. I don't know. I'm going to blow it. Because I've blown it so many times in the past where you're just like, oh, God, I'm going to say something stupid and I don't want to... Like, I'm just going to regret this. Because usually, you know, you're at these parties and the people that you want to say something to are people you respect or admire. I remember I did a movie, The Big Short, and Michael Lewis had written the book. And I love his books. I find him to be so much smarter than I could ever imagine possibly being. And he was at the premiere, and there was a moment where he sort of like turned to me and was like, oh, hey, how are you? And I said, I had this moment internally where I just thought, just don't say anything. say your name, say it's nice to meet you, and then turn away and run.
What did you do?
I did exactly that. I was like, so nice to meet you. Really? Great, and then ran. And then, because I was like, I can't imagine what. I hadn't expected this moment.
Well, I've got it.
I hadn't
for you.
Planned it.
From now on, when you meet someone, say, I name my dog after you.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, my God. You know, my dog's name is Michael Lewis. It's really nice to meet you. And then there'll be an awkward silence, and then I'll be like, great.
And he's a prolific writer, my dog. Well, anyway, okay, so I had a short conversation with Max in the microscopic green room about his career as an actor. Mm-hmm. And you looked down
your... It was a short conversation.
It wasn't.
Stop it.
It wasn't. You know what? Look, there are a lot of working or want-to-be-working actors who would love to have your resume going. Because you've been in a lot of great things. I agree.
I feel really, really
Why
lucky.
You?
Oh, my God. No. Please. This is going to send me... I have so much press to do today. This will send me into such a crisis.
No! Give yourself some credit. I mean, okay, let us give you the credit. You just sit there and take it. Okay, Danielle.
I think you're hysterical.
Oh, well, that's nice.
I think you're so funny. You can take a character, and I love watching everything you do. And especially when we watched you on New Girl, you weren't a douchebag, but you were such a lovable douchebag. You were my favorite every single week.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I hope everybody else from the show is listening.
Even though you have a family at home, a little girl, a little daughter at home, but you have to go into the office and play a lovable douchebag.
Yeah.
I mean, does an actor actually enjoy playing a role that they really aren't because there's a release there? Or is it truly just, okay, I got to act like a douchebag today?
Oh, no. I mean, I think it goes back a little bit to what you originally said, which is I can't believe I'm working. And whatever they have me do, I'm so excited to do it just because I have a job. And you know, on that show, it was really nice because you had these incredible writers. And every day you'd come in and be like, this stuff is really funny. So it was just a lot of fun.
Well, let's bring it to today, The Neighborhood. Where, look, you know, it's the storyline is fantastic. It's this very lily white family from the Midwest, right? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, Michigan.
So they moved to a predominantly black area in Los Angeles.
Yeah, we're sort of like the first white family to come into. We're like the initial gentrifiers.
Exactly. And so now you get to see what it feels like, and you play, as far as the whitest man in America, you do your character.
Thank you.
And Dave, his name is Dave Johnson. I mean, it's the whitest name.
It can't get whiter than that.
You couldn't be whiter if your name was Whitey.
Thank you. There was a real discussion. Yeah, there was a real discussion beforehand. I was like, let's just figure out what's the whitest name. And I think they did a pretty good job.
So being in the second season, I mean, the storyline itself has to bring on some dialogue about people, race.
Well, it's nice. I mean, I think like that was a real focus in the beginning in season one. And it was like, how can we like address this responsibly and have it be organic? And I think it's a testament to the writing and a testament to the actors where we have created such a great chemistry and the writing has sort of match that, and now it's sort of shifted away from let's have the conversation to these are just two families sharing a fence that have differences, and it's sort of become this odd couple of families now, and you know the race element of it plays into the show, but I wouldn't say at all that it's like the centerpiece of it.
Right. Well, keeping in mind, though, you still have new viewers coming on, going back to catch up with season one.
Yeah.
So they need to at least start to have that dialogue in their head about the race.
Well,
thing.
I think it's pretty obvious. I mean, it's there.
Okay, then let it be done.
Okay, I heard a rumor. So obviously you have this show going on now, but you a while ago shot a pilot with Meghan Markle, correct?
Oh my God, that was
a very long time ago.
I like that you made that seem like you're also doing a pilot.
You're doing something else.
You're doing a show with Meghan Markle right now.
Well, I read a week ago that whoever bought it was thinking about maybe bringing it back. Can they do that at the same time while you
I
have
Rachel?
I
don't think they can.
Okay.
I think, you know, she's in a position where people really want to publicize her. And I think they were like, well, what else can we find? And I think we did a pilot at some point for Comedy Central and it resurfaced in some way, and then everybody was like, so are you doing a show with Meghan Markle?
This is
like,
what we're hearing.
I don't think so.
Why are you lying?
Are you still friends with Meghan Markle?
I am not. I didn't
Did you do shots with Meghan Markle?
Tell me about Meghan Markle.
Were you invited invited to the wedding?
Enough about you, Max. Let's talk about Meghan Markle.
I was not invited to the wedding.
I'm so glad you're here so we can talk about Meghan Markle.
Last time I did James Corden's show, he wanted to talk about it, and he went to the wedding, and I was like, so what do you get for a gift at that kind of wedding? He was like, I'm not telling you what I got for a gift. I go, well, I'd like to know, like, what do you do? How do you, like, what's the appropriate, and that conversation ended quickly.
Yeah.
That's sad. They should,
there you go.
If she wants to be one with the people. Anyway, enough about Meghan Markle. You're talking about being on with James Corden, right?
Yeah.
You've done Corden. You've done Fallon.
The best, yeah.
Fallon, by the way, when you leave the show, they give you swag. I got a Jimmy Fallon blanket. I got Jimmy Fallon these cookies. It's great. So you're saying that out of all the shows, which gives the best swag?
Oh, my God. I feel like this is really putting me on the spot right now. But Colbert does.
What does Colbert
really
give?
What do you get?
Colbert, sometimes you just go in there and I don't know what's happening. It feels like some sort of re-gifting situation, but but it's like the people that you want to be I don't know who's giving these things away, but every time I've gone in there, there's all these different things. You're like, and I can take this?
Like what? Like a refrigerator?
It's stuff that
IKEA?
You can just tell the quality of the goods.
What is
that
it,
are,
though? Give us the name of one of the goods.
There was like, last time I was in there, there was like a really nice blanket in there. I want to say it was, if it wasn't cashmere, it sure felt like it.
Right.
And I was like, this is something I would buy for my wife as a gift for like her birthday.
Right.
I was sort of a stunt, but it was big. I couldn't take it. But I was like, man, this is really, you just keep having this thought of, and I can take this? This is for me, but then there's all this organic canned, like all this like fancy candy and cookies and stuff.
Like,
and
the expensive stuff.
Oh my, yeah, for real. And then you're taking all this stuff and you're like, I'm gonna take this. Like carrying it down the street in New York. I mean, last time I was here, it was like, you know, 15 below zero. And you're like, I gotta take this. I'll never get another opportunity. These cookies, they look expensive.
Well, if you're just turning us on, Max Greenfield into the second season of The Neighborhood on CBS. Of course, we love him from New Girl. And now we know he takes the swag. So let me not be outdone by Colbert.
Well, yeah.
It's Girl Scout cookie season. Here's some caramel delights.
Now, these are interesting. By the way, these are sort of my favorites, but weren't these called Samoas at some point?
They changed the name.
The Samoans got very mad.
Why? They were the best cookie.
The Samoan snowflakes got very upset. And also, here's some, these are my favorite, King Hawaiian sweet rolls.
I know these well, too.
And it has your name written on it. Max, they're personalized.
These are personalized. These are very nice. And I believe that Sharpie, which just goes to show you.
That's all you're getting.
Let me tell you something. These King rolls are good. You cut these in half. You put a little, these are great for sliders.
Yeah.
I'm so familiar. By the way, I'm not going to take these with me. I'm not going to carry these around. I've got a full day of press.
I'm not giving you this can of Glade lavender peach blossom spray or the Cholula hot sauce. I'm picking these for myself.
By the way, what's with all the hot sauce over there? Is that something you guys do?
Yeah. We just try to make our day a little less bland.
Who takes it the best?
Well, first of all, Gandhi's name online is Baby Hot Sauce.
Yes.
That
is my handle. Instagram.
And
plus,
really?
Cholula pays a lot of money to be a part of her family, so let's not talk about another one.
Cholula, the hot sauce of, I don't know.
May I read some of these texts?
What's the hottest one? Hold on real quick.
I would say the habanero.
Habanero,
yeah. Really the text messages. Let me read these to you. Because usually we keep the text message screen off because they're like, get him off, he's boring.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Let's see. I love Max. His appearance on Justin Long's podcast is the best ever. Oh. If you don't crack up loud, then something's wrong with you. You were on Justin Long's podcast?
Yeah, I feel like that's promoting Justin Long's podcast and not Z100. So
that's okay.
Chill out.
Well, we're promoting Meghan Markle. Why not? I absolutely love him. Max is such a bright light. He radiates this amazing energy, and you can tell that he's so genuine. He kills every role he plays.
Oh. That was my mom.
No. You know what? Stop it.
She's in LA right now. I said, tune it, and then text the station.
Why are you crapping all over yourself? We call that self-defecating.
Yes. Okay.
By the way, we saw you snorting it up or whatever, is shooting it up in American Horror Story.
That was hot. No, really, I wanted to crawl into bed with that sweaty, heroin-strung-out mess. All right, hold on. Max, please tell us how to play True American. What does that mean?
Oh, there was a game on New Girl. It was a drinking game, and it came back every season, and it was a really big deal.
That's what
and
it was called.
And it's sort of been one of these. This is almost worse than the dog thing, where a lot of people come up to us like, how do you play True American? What are the rules? And it was, I don't know what the rules are. And it was so much of it was improv'd on the day.
Right.
There's a writer in Hollywood. He's a Hollywood writer named Love Rake. Very Hollywood. And he wrote that episode. And I'm always just like text him or like, you know, go on Twitter and at him, Love Rake, and ask him because he knows better than any of us.
Someone needs to have the definitive, like...
I believe there are many people who have tried to come up with them and written out a full list of the actual rules, which are all a surprise to me.
So, Max, growing up here in the New York area, up in Dobbs Ferry, I mean, when was it there or where was it you decided, I really love to act? I love to pretend to be someone else.
I don't know. I think I grew up in New York and it feels like it would be something that was realistic in a city, but... it didn't feel that way at all to me. And it wasn't until I moved to LA when I was 19 where I thought, oh, people actually do this out here. And I really have always wanted to try that. And I got into an acting class and I found out that I really loved it. And I just like banged my head against the wall for the next 10 years and then got New Girl.
Is there ever this switch that just pops on in your head when you're out there doing your job, remembering the lines, being that character or trying to act like a character, that you really just truly get into this zone where this is awesome. I'm
every day
loving this.
Wake up in the morning that way.
Well, I mean, you could be doing anything in the world, any profession, whatever, and this is what you're doing to make a
living.
It's
all I'm qualified to do. There was no backup
plan.
Can't
even get a job.
There's
at
no
the
college. There's no educational degree. There's nothing. It's just this.
Well, so when you were a little boy, was this something you thought about doing?
I mean, sure. I think I always had watched movies and specifically TV shows and thought, oh man, that's really something that I would want to do. I remember watching Saturday Night Live and feeling like, God, these are like true superheroes. But because I held them in such high regard, it felt like such a distant thing to me and such an untouchable place to be. And as I've slowly started to work more and more and more and met some of the people that I used to look at and idolize and see them do it up close and personal, it's been a much different, my perspective has changed a lot.
But still, Max, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm sure you have grueling days. You go home exhausted, I'm assuming.
Oh, it's such torture.
Really? I mean, do you ever have to snap it back to attention and go, wait a second, this is what I do for a living. I shouldn't be in a bad mood because this happened on set today. I should be just okay.
No.
You never have a bad day on set.
I mean, everyone has a bad day at work, but you take it just as that. It's never like, oh, what I do is so hard. It's like...
for that.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we're the same. Like, this is what we do. Right. We get to come to work and interview Max Greenfield. Whoa,
yeah, you bring your dog to work. Everything's fine. You walk over here with your dog. And you're like, today was such a drag.
So, Max, Ali Gold is down there with the camera.
Hi, Ali Gold.
She does all of our social and skillfully, better than anyone ever. So, this is her resume. Experience with iHeartRadio, digital content manager, develop, implement online strategies for New York stations, Cox Media Group, it's COX, by the way.
Is she asking me to hire her?
No, but wait. On her resume, under Z89 Morning Show Producer, which is up in
Syracuse.
Yeah.
I booked interviews for all shows, including the group Disclosure and Max Greenfield.
I made the resume?
You made the resume.
I mean, I'm like at the special skills section at the bottom.
You are. Like,
and booked Max Greenfield. Was this at...
It was when you came in 2014.
To Syracuse.
At Syracuse University.
That was fun.
Yeah,
that was a good time.
Did you have an interview?
You were my first celebrity.
I don't want to mess up your hair, but put on your headphones.
This
is you. Can you hear yourself? Is your knob up? If you know.
Wait,
what I'm saying?
This was an interview you did.
I gave you my first celebrity interview was you in 2014 when I was a college student at Syracuse.
How was I?
Well, hold on.
So these past couple years have been crazy for your show. Getting nominated 5 Golden Globes,
five Primetime Emmy Awards.
Oh, no.
How does that make you feel?
It's exciting, you know? I think we have a really good group. I think everybody works well together, and we all feel very fortunate.
Yeah, that's nice.
Was it us? You said all the right things.
Well, let's just talk about our chemistry.
I love how you got to the point with a question.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think you nailed it. I mean, really, it was.
I promoted that on my like social media like crazy.
As you should. As you should. Did you play it for your professors? Were they
I mean, I put it on my reels.
Your reels?
Did you get any notes from, was there any feedback?
The audio quality.
Would you like some feedback? I'll give you feedback right now if you want it.
No, I'm good.
I thought it was excellent. I thought that was awesome. Oh, hey, look, I know you've got a full day ahead.
When you hired Allison, did you see the Bookmax? Let's get her in here.
That was her.
That's what we
called it the clincher.
You know, you never know what your impact is going to be on the world. And then all of a sudden, a moment like this happens, and you're like, oh, yeah, well, Allison, guess what? You're welcome.
Max Greenfield, of course, is in the neighborhood on CBS. It's the second season going on. I say go back and catch up for the first season so you can play catch up. Please don't take this lightly. You really, really, you really kind of light up the room a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I know people know you through these characters you play, but you're really, truly a great guy. And the way you come in and kind of beam this, I really love what I do thing. I'm assuming you're not acting. This is very real. And congrats.
Maybe I'm that good.
Congratulations. I think that's
so
cool.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, guys.
So check it out, The Neighborhood on CBS right now. And the upcoming Meghan Markle show.
Yes, yeah. TBD.
Exactly. Max Greenfield.
We'll Maybe that's where she, that's why she moved back.
I think so. It's just you. Now you got to move to Canada. Sorry. Thank you, Max. We'll be back after this.
You're awesome. I've been listening to you since I was a kid.
That's why we love you.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hey, guys, it's Froggy. We all know bedtime can be a battle for both you and your kids. For instance, my son used to struggle to fall asleep. Well, fortunately, we discovered Vicks Pure Z's Kids Melatonin Gummies to help him fall asleep naturally. Find Pure Z's Kids in stores near you.
Thanks again to Max Greenfield for coming in. He was awesome.
I love him.
You know, I will tell you something. One of the things I love about this job, I don't know about you guys, is meeting artists, meeting actors, meeting new people, interviewing them.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of our listeners, though, they really just like the rhythm of us. And when we bring an artist in or someone in to interview, sometimes we're like, eh. I'm just being honest. I mean, our interviews are great. I have no problem with that. But some people just like us. I mean, they feel like there's someone breaking into their day if they're not one of us, right?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I was checking Instagram, and someone just said, I usually don't listen to your interviews. I turn and listen for music on another station. But this is the first interview with Max Greenfield. I stayed with the entire interview.
Wow.
So I challenge you to stay to the next interview we do.
I think it's because he was so real and, like, not a pompous jackass.
Yeah. Right.
Not that everyone we interview is like that.
Right.
But he was, you know, very, like, thankful for his...
Oh my God!
I have that effect on this. My microphone keeps drooping. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, you do have that effect on things.
It can't stay up.
Yeah, nope.
Shut up, Froggy.
Anyway, no. Here's the thing, and I will tell you, in the world of interviewing people, they come in to be interviewed. They have to give you something.
Yeah.
They have to give the listeners something other than yes, no. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those are the worst.
Those are the worst. Yeah. Believe me, being the interviewer for those are the worst. But if you're driving to work, you're like, I'm spending time with your show and you have this person on not saying anything.
Right.
I'll go somewhere else.
Right.
But no, he's one of those interviewees that came in and gave us something. Mm-hmm. He gave us personality, comments, stories.
He rolls well with it when you ask him about Meghan Markle. He's great.
And he's humble.
Yes.
Some people come in here and I feel like I'm not going to name names. The holier-than-thou attitude.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Like,
the Pope, for instance.
Right. Like, we're lucky to be interviewing them. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And the worst is, like, when we'll give somebody an entire paragraph set up and, you know, this is what's going on. What do you think of blah, blah, blah? And they're like, yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, anyway, thank you for sitting through the Max Greenfield interview. It was great.
He was
one of my favorite interviews of the year. Oh, bless you. Straight Nate just sneezed in this day and age of the coronavirus.
I don't have the coronavirus.
Are you guys washing your... Look, Immediately, Garrett put his shirt over his face.
I'm not playing this game.
Hey, I've asked this on our show before, but if you're walking down the street, sidewalk, and people are walking the other way and they cough, do you like inhale and don't?
Yes.
And you like try to like hold your breath through it?
Absolutely.
100%.
Yep. Me too.
Same with like toilet flushes in a public restroom. I'll flush and run, hold my breath the whole time while I wash my hands and run out of the bathroom.
Because you know what the sharticles fly?
Yeah, they
fly. Poopicles.
Poopicles.
The poopicles.
We're about to get into the sound with Garrett. Also, I think Froggy's food news is on the way.
Yes.
Yep.
He's got the he's got some food countdown today. We don't know what it is
quite good.
Yet. We'll find out in a few seconds. All right, into sound. Garrett, what's going on?
So last night, James Corden addressed the biggest TV scandal of the year, carpool karaoke being fake.
Oh.
All right, yeah, you brought the story
to us,
didn't you?
Yeah, yeah, what he said.
95% of the time, I really am endangering the lives of the world's biggest pop stars, okay? But this is a TV show. Not everything is real. Our show doesn't tape after midnight. We tape at 5 p.m. and pretend that it's late. And I hate to be the bearer of even more bad news, but while we're getting things out in the open, I don't actually need them to help me get to work, right? I'm at work already. We've also never once in the history of doing that bit ever used the carpool lane. There's not even a carpool lane on my way to work, and I just thought that we all knew this. And I'm sorry that you were so deep into the reality of carpool karaoke, but it's TV, and sometimes we do stuff just for the sake of entertainment.
Yes, yes. Isn't that funny how people get so bent out of shape?
Yeah.
All right. This little girl got the ultimate surprise from her mom the other day. A little puppy.
You do need to pick a knife for her because she's your doggy. Don't cry.
Oh my God, she's so cute.
What do you think?
She's so cute. I love her.
She's yours.
Oh my God.
You've got to walk her and pick up the poos.
I will.
Aww. That's how I was when I got Max.
Yeah.
He's cute. You gotta pick up the poo.
All right. You'll see this on Sunday during the second quarter of the Super Bowl. So founder of WeatherTech, David McNeil, paid $6 million for a Super Bowl ad. Not for WeatherTech, but to promote the University of Wisconsin Vet School. They saved his dog's life, and he wants you to donate to them. So he took $6 million of his own money, not the company's money, to put towards this commercial.
Wow.
And this is the story about how they helped save his dog's life.
Hi, I'm Scout, and I'm a lucky dog. And it's not just because I found this cool stick or that I was in the WeatherTech commercial on the big game last year. It's that I'm a cancer survivor, had a tumor on my heart, and only a 1% chance of survival. I'm alive thanks to a cutting-edge program at the University of Wisconsin School of Veterinary Medicine. Their research has the potential to save millions of pets' lives.
Pets make a difference in your life. You can make a difference in theirs. Donate now at weathertech.com/donate.
What's the organization again?
The University of Wisconsin Veterinary School.
Okay, done. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that will
That's so cool.
Second quarter of the Super Bowl, so keep your eyes out on it. It's on YouTube right now if you want to check it out. So, and then let's end on this. So Gandhi was talking about this in her three things about Antiques Roadshow. A Air Force vet showed up with a watch. It was a Paul Newman model Rolex that he bought for $349 back in the 70s. Let's find out how much it's worth.
And I never used it. I just kept it. After I got out of the service, just put this one into a safety deposit box.
A watch like this at auction is worth about $400,000.
Falls over.
You okay? Don't fall. I'm not done yet. Your watch, $500,000 to $700,000.
Unbelievable.
And in this condition, I don't think there's a better one in the world. One of the greatest watches to ever see on Antiques Roadshow. And thank you very much for your service.
There you go.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Daniel's always laughing at the people who take what they think is an expensive antique to the Antique Roadshow. They drag it all the way down there and say, now this is worth like $40.
That's why I laugh, because they have to get it down there and it's like this big chest of drawers. They have to drag it down.
I give you 40. 40.
Well, you know, someone found their Rolex and they're like, we're going to the show. They go to the show and it's like $4.
Yeah. Mm. Well, no, not a Rolex. Maybe $44.
Yeah, 44.
You're a good American, Garrett. Thank you, sir. Let's get into the Danielle report. Danielle!
I want you to know how upset I am right now. I was telling Nate this. So I get that reality shows aren't reality, but some of them I really was hoping. So this morning, I was talking about Alaskan bush people, which I love, found out that it's not exactly the whole truth.
Right.
Now I'm learning Deadliest Catch is a load of bull that they faked a storm. I'm also learning that the Swamp People has been lying to me about the whole thing, and the storage war almost completely staged, according to these websites. Fixer Upper, scandals and secrets from that show. I am so done right now and so upset. I cannot even tell you.
Well, you thought carpool karaoke was real.
James Corden said 95% of the time it is. Yeah. I believe James Corden. But I'm really, really like shocked and disappointed this morning.
Oh, so I'm sorry.
I really am. It's like, whatever. Anyway, I do have a couple of things to look forward to. Ozark, which I know is not real, is coming back March 27th. People are excited about that. Zombies 2.
Ozark is real.
Ozark is real.
Yes.
In certain parts of the country. Zombies 2, I'm very excited about that, coming February 14th to the Disney Channel. So there's also a teaser for the new SpongeBob movie. Not real. Sponge on the Run, which comes out in May. You may want to check that out.
Nice.
Offset was taken in by police after reports of people with guns at an L.A. shopping center. Nobody was arrested or booked or anything like that, but I'll keep you posted. Billie Eilish is performing at the Oscars. Now, we were talking about what she will be performing. We were saying maybe it's the song that she's doing for the new James Bond movie, but according to Coaster Boy Josh, Bad Guy was heavily used in the Bombshell trailers, and that movie was huge, so maybe she's going to be performing that. So we'll see what happens.
Good point, Josh.
But it's pretty cool that she's going to be performing there at all. Jessica Simpson, you know, her new book comes out. She's been doing a lot of the talk show circuits. She said that while she was married to Nick Lachey, she had a thing for Johnny Knoxville. You guys remember Johnny Knoxville?
Oh, barely.
Yeah, but Nick Lachey, Johnny Knoxville.
Well, she had a thing for him.
Quite different.
He was, I guess.
They were in a movie together, too.
Yeah.
They were in Dukes of Hazzard.
I feel like a lot of people that do movies together, they fall for their co-stars.
That's right. They were in that Dukes of Hazzard movie. Yep. And I'm surprised it wasn't up for an Oscar.
Yeah.
Yes, and then she could have performed.
Do you remember how upset she was when she was filming that movie, when she came up to see us? Because they had put her on that crazy diet, and she was like, had to be skinny.
What'd you say?
They wouldn't let her eat.
Wow.
Yeah. Jennifer Lopez, we know, performing during the halftime show for the Super Bowl. There's also a commercial for the Hard Rock, which features a mystery thief stealing Jennifer's bling cup. So that's a commercial that you're going to see.
Saw that yesterday. I don't understand the bling cup.
Maybe it'll get explained a little bit more during Super Bowl. But there's a lot of really cool commercials coming out. I feel like there's cooler commercials using more celebrities this year than we've seen in past years. So we'll see. Tonight, Supernatural on the CW. You also have the series premiere of The Stranger. That's an 8-episode miniseries on Netflix. Don't forget Grey's, A Million Little Things, and Legacies.
Thank you, Danielle.
Froggy's food news, 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 Froggy's food news.
Okay.
Even that was irritating.
That was the worst. It's now time for Froggy's food news, if you hadn't guessed that. All right, Froggy. Go.
So Valentine's Day fast approaching, and we love those little candy hearts with the messages on them, correct?
Yes.
65% of them this year will have no messages on them whatsoever.
So you can write your own.
Well, no. So Nico, the company that used to have it before, they sold them to Spangler Candies, and so now somebody's done research, and they have found that 65% of them this year are totally blank, 24% have unintelligible markings, 8% have partial print, and only 3% are just fine. So Whoa. When you get your Valentine's Day hearts, a lot of them are going to be blank this year. Sprite coming out with a new ginger flavor next month. So they're saying that it will be starting in New York City, make its way across the rest of the country. It will have the lemon-lime taste combined with a hint of ginger. So slightly like ginger ale, but yet different.
I'll take that.
Will you?
Okay, now.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
All right. I love ginger.
All right. My next one has props. Ready? In honor of this year's big game, which starts on Sunday, Red Lobster has a limited edition snack tackle claw, the must-have snacking accessory that allows you to stay in your seat so you don't lose your big game seat and still pick up snacks. They sent me an early one.
Look at that.
I have it here.
It's a big plastic claw.
It is. You reach over, you can grab your Cheddar Bay biscuit or whatever you're eating at Super Bowl, and you do not lose your seat. I will post a picture on my
Instagram. How do we get those?
You can get them at Red Lobster. All you do when you start, they're starting, going to start tomorrow. While supplies last, the Snack Tackle Claw will be available in limited quantities for $10 as an add-on to any order at redlobster.com.
All right. Are you ready for the countdown?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm ready. Here we go. So you know the Super Bowl going down in Miami at the stadium. Here is a list of all the things that will be served. Ready? Number 5. They will serve more than 1,500 servings of beef tenderloin.
What's the countdown? Like the most popular?
The most things served at Dolphin Stadium this Super Bowl.
So number 5 again is what?
1,500 servings of beef tenderloin.
Ooh.
Fancy.
Number 4. More than 2,700 Maine lobster tails at the stadium.
Wow.
Number 3, 6,000 servings of short ribs.
6,000?
Yes.
This is the fanciest stadium food ever.
It is. Number 2, 10,000 hot dogs will be served Super Bowl Sunday at the stadium.
There we go.
Wow.
And number 1, they will serve enough nachos and cheese to fill a swimming pool at Dolphin Stadium on Sunday night. At the Super Bowl.
Wow, a swimming pool of nacho cheese.
Yes, and
nacho
chips.
Cheese.
And chips.
Who are the people getting lobster tail at the Super Bowl?
I don't know, but I'll be using my snack claw. I don't know.
Something tells me snacks. If you can afford to go to the Super Bowl, you can afford a lobster tail.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to post a picture of the snack claw on my Instagram at Froggy Radio if you'd like to see it.
I do wonder how much they're going to charge. You know they're going to charge an arm and a leg for a tail.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wonder.
And is that like you sit in your food and try to eat it like a hot dog? It just seems like there's a lot happening with a lobster tail.
So I'm trying to think about what we're going to serve Sunday. We're going to have a nice low-key, we're going to do a low-key Super Bowl, just maybe 3 of us, you know, and I don't know.
I made a list yesterday of what I'm serving.
Let me see.
Oh, wait, hold on.
What are you serving?
Let me get it up.
Well, you got to do pigs in a blanket for sure.
So, oh, right. Absolutely.
Those are so good.
Pink Hawaiian sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm doing those too.
Yeah, write that down. Yep. We have donuts coming that we ordered from a donut place, but we got a small platter of pretzel bites. We're very excited about this from a pretzel company. So half of it is pretzel bites that you dip in the cheese, and then the other half are mini dogs in a blanket.
So far you're doing catering.
Yeah. No, wait. Then my girlfriend's making chili, so that's good. Chili's very good to make.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see, dips and chips, and I am gonna order a platter of wings, sorry.
Nice. Because,
you know, I don't make wings great, but this place I know does.
You know, I've never mastered the wing either.
No.
And I like the different flavors, like some hot ones, some like barbecue, some like mild. Scary's serving bacon wrapped scallops.
No. Dear God.
Actually, for your
that's
party,
not Super Bowl food.
Yeah, that's not Super Bowl.
No one's coming to your party.
Okay, I was going to suggest mac and cheese bites.
Mac and cheese bites.
How about that?
Okay. He tried to squeeze in tuna tartare.
Tuna tartare?
No.
On a crisp with creme fraiche.
No.
Dude, where do you think you're from?
It's so fancy.
Are you sure you're not watching the ballet?
Yeah.
At your house? I don't know. It's got to be fried or it ain't right.
The Celebrity Buzz Podcast with Garrett and gossip columnist Rob Shooter.
What are some of the insiders buzzing about this week?
Breakups, makeups, lots of sex, and tons of celebrity scandal.
The Celebrity Buzz Podcast.
Turn that off. They're not doing that anymore.
Why not?
What?
They are.
Okay.
What do you mean they're not doing that anymore?
Long story.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I know.
Damn.
That made me mad when I heard about that.
Oh, I need to know.
Rob Shooter sold out. Yeah. Anyway, don't you love drama?
Damn.
Okay, so we just found out 250 million customers of a quote-unquote major software company over 14 years has reportedly been exposed from an unprotected database. Exposed records, our records, if we were a member of this major software company's database, they took our emails, our IP addresses, and other items. Could have been accessed by anyone with a web browser who stumbled across the database. You know what? There's no way. There's no way you're going to be protected in this day and age online. So when you bank, when you shop, when you browse online, you're vulnerable to cyber criminals. That's why Norton and LifeLock got together to form one company. It's now called Norton 360 with LifeLock. You get an all-in-one membership for your cyber safety. It gives you device security, identity theft protection, and a VPN for online privacy. Look, no one can prevent all cyber crime and identify theft and monitor all of your transactions, but Norton 360 with LifeLock, they do it better than us. Join today. Get up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Elvis. That's 25% off first year. LifeLock.com, promo code
Elvis. Elvis Duran in the morning show.
What a crazy day, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks again to Kings My favorite grocery store in Bedminster, New Jersey, they send up that cheese and meat plate. I've been going out there and grabbing little meat, little cheese.
I've been eating enough for Scary since he can't eat it.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yeah, the supersat.
What is that?
It's soppressata is how they say it.
What?
Yeah,
it's, no, it's not.
Well, where you're from, you say supersat, and that's okay. I'm not going to have this argument. Not
no,
going to have it.
My mind is blown right now because I've never heard it. Say it again.
It's soppressata.
That's what I thought.
S-O-P-R-E-S-S-A-T-T-A. Soppressata.
I never heard that before.
Well, I mean, that's how they say it in Italy, sort of. But that's okay. It's like prosciutto. You say prosciutto. You know, you can say it. I'm not going to have this argument with
you. It's prosciutto.
Okay, it is. Not having an argument.
Super soft.
You can say whatever you want.
Thanks.
Is it a cannoli? No, it's a granola.
No,
it's not.
I do not say granola.
Some people do. It's crazy. This is the look. You know what? When I moved, everyone who's never been to New York or heard people talk like that. When I moved to New York City, I'm sure you said the same thing, Gandhi. I've never heard people pronounce Italian food names like that.
No.
They're like, well, that's how my grandmother says it's I, my mama says it, that's how I say it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of dropping of the last letter.
And that's fine.
I didn't know.
We're not arguing.
Yeah, I'm learning.
You're not going to win that argument up here. It's the weirdest thing. Anyway, straight Nate, when you moved here, did you find it peculiar that the Italian-Americans said to talk like that?
I had no clue what anybody was saying. It actually started watching The Sopranos when Tony would talk about getting the prosciutto and all this. I had no clue. And then I see it spelled, and I don't even know how to pronounce it. Because there's like C's and
dude,
double
you say
S's.
Reese's Pieces.
That's how it's supposed
no,
to be
it's
said.
Not.
No, it's not. No, no.
I love
no,
you.
No, that's clearly not a localism.
This no, just, I think they planned that in the marketing. They knew people would say Reese's Pieces.
I've never. Because, you're the only one I've ever heard say that.
Reese's Pieces.
No, that's
like,
stupid.
It rhymes with feces. No one wants to eat that.
No, what's more, candy bars all have weird names, right? It's like Kit Kat, Zagnut, yep. Reese's Pieces. It sounds like, no, you call it Reese's Pieces.
No, it doesn't rhyme with feces.
Yeah.
Go get pieces. Brody's cake.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's David Brody's
where's
birthday.
Where's the card?
I don't know.
I think it was in there.
I didn't sign it yet.
Me neither.
Yes, you did.
What the hell?
You know what? Danielle, it's Brody's birthday. You could have had this a little better planned.
Here, sign it.
Scotty's signing it now.
Happy birthday, Brody.
Yeah, thanks.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Sounds like a funeral.
Really feel the love there.
Happy birthday, Brody. We love you.
I've got more love from the
come
Bettigans.
On, Danielle. Bring the cake in. There's your cake. There you go. All right.
Here's the cake.
It's, what happened to the cake?
Oh, she stuck her finger in it.
Oh, your finger.
You didn't give me enough time.
Okay, let's start over and let's give him the proper birthday. Happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
There you go.
Thanks.
Oh, you got a cake.
Okay, you got a cake.
The ingredient sticker is on the cake.
I'm sorry.
And you got this. Here, look at the Star Wars card. You open it up and it says this. Danielle, great card.
Yay, card.
Where you failed with the cake, you succeeded with a card.
All right. Aren't I supposed to open the card and get that excitement? You're doing it.
Okay, here's your birthday card.
It's too late now.
Don't read what it says, because it's a little insulting.
Well, it's
card.
Elvis's card now.
No, it's not. It's your card. Happy birthday.
I'll sign it next year.
Oh, God. Scary didn't sign it.
That is wrong.
What's up, Straight
Can I just
Nate?
Say objectively, that's the worst birthday ever. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like,
no, not as bad as yours when you were a kid.
That was pretty bad. I think this may tie it. This is pretty bad.
No, tell everyone how sad your birthday is. I'm sorry. Nate has birthdays that were so sad, I actually can't help but laugh.
My grandmother had the party house. Every family has the family with the party house, right? Yes. My grandmother had the biggest house, but she also had dogs, of which I was allergic to. So we would always have birthday parties over there. And I remember distinctly in January going there for my own birthday, sitting in the garage while they were singing happy birthday to me in the house.
So you can hear it. You can hear your family singing happy birthday echoing out into the garage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
It was so, just like that.
And so they were singing to you while you're in the garage by yourself.
Yeah. My grandma came out with a piece of cake, gave me a hug, went back inside.
That's awesome.
That is so wrong.
I'd get sick if I was in the house, so I couldn't go in the house.
So, Brody, you know what? You're lucky. You're having a much more festive birthday than he had as a kid.
I was having a bad birthday, but then he has to top it. I don't even get to have that.
You know, you're like Larry David.
Yeah. A little bit.
Oh, here he goes.
I mean, it's my birthday. You give me a cake with a sticker stuck to it. The lid had tape. It's all over our sleeve.
Where is it?
You open the card. I only get one birthday. And then 3 days from now is Scary's birthday. He's going to have a much better day. Yeah. You're going to be, here's your giant cake with no sticker on it.
Can we discuss, not your birthday for a minute. Let's discuss Scary's birthday for a minute. So Scary's birthday's on Sunday. So do I bring his platter of vegetables because he can't eat tomorrow, or do I bring it Monday, the day after?
Guess what? Since you're bringing a platter of vegetables, no one cares.
I know. Gary, when would you rather have that?
I'll have it on Monday.
Okay.
If I can.
But wait a second. This is Brody's birthday. We're talking about Scary's birthday.
Right.
See? There you go again. It's about my birthday. You're talking about Nate. You're talking about Scary. Why don't we talk about Danielle's anniversary in March? Oh, Elvis's birthday's in August. That's coming up. Yeah. Why don't we talk about that?
It's going to be a big birthday.
Froggy knows someone who's having a birthday this year. Let's talk about his friend.
Oh, poor
Brody. It's okay. It's fine.
Eat your cake.
No,
happy
it's fine.
Happy friggin' birthday.
Maybe you'd like to eat the cake first, like you opened the card first.
Okay. Give me a fork. I'll start it. Happy birthday, Brody. We love you.
Miss part of today's show, Elvis Duran on demand.
Who is your guy? Friggin' daddy.
Every show posted every day. Search Elvis Duran on demand. Only on the iHeartRadio app. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Have you identified the problem you have through your Instagram addictions? I have a schnauzer problem, and I'm not saying this, I'm not trying to be funny or anything, it's true. I follow all these schnauzer accounts, schnauzers around the world, it's just little schnauzer puppies, isn't it? And I look at these incredible, incredible schnauzers doing their thing, they're schnauzing around, and I'm like, God, I want one. And I have one. Hi, Max.
Get another one.
Where's Maxie?
Get all the schnauzers.
You should at least have two, Elvis. Having two really is great.
Well, okay. I'm still working on that. Okay. I'm working toward it. But, you know, it really isn't about just, you know, my schnauzer collection. I have one. It's just looking at schnauzers from around the world. I just can't stop, and my heart melts. What's yours,
Oh, my Gandhi? Gosh. When I go to my search page, it is all things outer space and animals. They know exactly what I'm looking at all day long. That's it.
You actually feel your adrenaline start to pump when you see things about animals?
Yes.
In outer space?
Absolutely. I get really excited. Sometimes I try to pet my phone if there's a really cute animal. I'm like, oh, you're so cute. And then I'll send it to people. I'm sure they don't care. But that's all I look at all day.
What about you, Danielle? What do you follow on Instagram? And when you hit it, you're like, oh.
So my hashtag that I love is Daily Puppy.
Right.
And every day I get all these pictures of like, look at this one that just came up.
Oh, hold on a second. I got a whole daily puppy. Let me follow that. Hold
on. And I always go, Gandhi, look at this puppy. And the puppies are doing the cutest thing. So that's my one. And then my other is anything like hairstyles, like hair colors, like people doing cool hair. Like there's this one guy who does these incredible hairstyles in like Mexico or something. And I'm just obsessed with how he does it and the magic that he creates.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what we were talking about the other day? You know, the... Oh, God, I'm drawing a blank. Well, you put your LinkedIn picture,
Oh, yeah, the meme challenge. Yeah.
What's her name?
The Dolly Parton
challenge. Dolly Parton meme challenge, right. Yeah. Isn't it funny how we truly do have different personas on our different social media accounts?
I absolutely do. I am much more like family friendly and goofy and caring, I think, on Facebook because it's more intimate.
Right.
Like, those are people I actually know.
It's just people you know.
Yeah.
Right.
LinkedIn, very professional, never on it. Tinder, obviously, I'm not on anymore, but you have a different persona there. And then Instagram is like, this is what I want you to think about me.
Yeah. Right. And Twitter is usually an argument. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's like people.
Twitter's a quick thought, I feel like.
Yeah, it is a quick thought. And also, you know, I depend on Twitter for news, actually. I mean, I follow a lot of, you know, news breaks on Twitter quickly. But then, you know, people start yelling at you because they think you're a turd or whatever. Whatever. And then on Facebook, which I don't use as much as I used to, but I'm using it more now. I'm finding that my inner circle of friends, I really do want to see what they're doing. Of course, it's the same people that are arguing about politics. I ignore them. But I'm starting to like Facebook a little again.
Yes.
Because I like that. And then, of course, You know, Instagram is just pictures of, you know, puppies and lasagna.
You know what I think happened with people heading back toward Facebook is once Instagram sort of took away your ability to stalk, you had to go back to Facebook because you could totally stalk through Facebook.
There you go, Gandhi. Yeah.
That is true, yeah.
So my friends say.
I don't do Facebook. So yeah. I've never done it.
Yeah.
Anything you've seen posted, not me. Somebody else. Well, I used to have somebody posting for me. Yeah. Not anymore. But I just never have done it, and I'm like, stayed away from it this long, I'm going to keep staying away.
I was hanging out with my friends Rosanna and her daughter Jenna. And Jenna, who's in her 20s, she's saying that she and her friends are starting to go back. They're clicking up on Facebook a little more again. They're going back to it.
Yeah, I need to be able to lurk and do things like shadily that I now can't do on Instagram.
Shadily. Why can't we do that on Instagram?
Because they took away the other tab where you could see what other people were liking and who they were following. Right. They took it away. So now I just have to like only look at my own stuff. Get out of here. Horrible.
Not good.
Well, there you have it. Let's get into the three things we need to know. Gandhi, what is going on?
Second and final day of questioning for impeachment managers and President Trump's defense attorneys happening today. The session begins at 1 and could last for 8 hours. Today's Q&A will help determine whether the Senate will call witnesses or not.
It used to be if I wanted to take a nap, I would turn on a golf game on TV. Now I turn on the impeachment.
That's the impeachment trial.
I'm like, oh, God.
Your dreams might get real weird, though.
Yeah.
We didn't hit the jackpot last night, guys. I'm sorry to tell you.
Fine, it's going to get bigger.
Collectively, I think we won $28 split between about 42 people, so that'll be exciting.
Scotty, did we figure out how much we get per person? We won $28 for the pool. That means we each get how much?
$2.
Yeah!
Wow! That's $2 I didn't have.
Let it ride.
Wait, I put in 10.
Yeah, should we let it ride? Somebody won, though. Someone won in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was getting there, I promise.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody else won. So they're in Florida. Well, they took home.
You made it sound like no one won it.
No, we didn't win it, I said.
You dashed my hopes.
No one listens to me.
If we didn't win it, then do you really give a crap that somebody else won it?
Yeah,
no.
Because we were hoping it was going to grow and be bigger next week. We'll get back in again.
Well, yeah.
But now that's not the case.
Someone in our Sunshine State won, so that's good for them. And they were a lone winner, so they're going to walk if they take the cash option with $275 million.
Damn.
Okay, we're not happy for them. That's fine. And we got to give it up for Popeyes and their genius marketing. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Beyonce's Ivy Park line came out and
the
colors.
It's her what?
Her Ivy Park line.
Right. Oh, really?
Came out. Okay. Yeah. It's burgundy, white, and orange. It's the same colors as the Popeyes uniform.
All right. Yeah.
So Popeyes created their own clothing line, and they are selling their uniforms as merch. It's actually called That Look from Popeyes. It dropped yesterday, and they say it's flying. So
it looks just like the friggin' Beyonce.
It,
like Beyonce needs either a stake in the company or like suing.
Beyonce has enough.
But Beyonce came out with it after Popeyes. Popeyes has had this forever.
But that new dress, that purple dress, it looks like
you know
Beyonce.
What? I love my Beyonce. I love my Popeyes.
Right. Okay.
It's kind of great.
Yeah. You can get a less expensive version from Popeyes.
That's it. You know what? Here's the problem with the story you just did. Mm-hmm. I'm going to work out this morning, and I'm going to walk home after that, and there's a Popeyes on the way home. I will have to stop in after my workout.
Yeah.
Give me a biscuit. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your phone tap coming up.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hi, this is Katy Perry.
I'm Shawn Mendes.
With Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and The Morning Show.
Elvis Duran and The Morning Show.
WW, formerly Weight Watchers, has launched their most customized program ever. Join WW today and unlock your customized weight loss plan that can make losing weight easier. Go to WW.com to join for free and lose 10 pounds for free. Hurry. Offer ends February 3rd. Purchase required. Restrictions apply.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, Brody, what's your phone tap all about?
Elvis, our listener Joe and his roommate Rob live in an apartment building with really thin walls. Rob is always yelling at Joe, cursing at the TV, and they've gotten complaints from people in the building constantly. So Joe thought it would be funny if I called as one more person to complain about Rob and him being loud.
Let's listen into Brody's phone tap. Here we go.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this Robert?
This is Rob, yeah.
Hi, I'm the manager from a few doors down. I wanted to talk to you about the colorful language you use when you get loud in your apartment.
What do you mean? Why?
You tend to curse a lot, and I was wondering if we could maybe use some other words instead of those dirty words.
What are you? Wait, so you're the guy down the hall with the 8-year-old little girl ride the bike up and down the hallway all the time?
That's exactly a good example of the language I was talking about, sir. My daughter does ride her bike, and she is a child, and kids do make noise. But
what are you talking about? You listening to my damn phone conversations or something? What are you care, dude.
Okay, using the Lord's name in vain is no way to hold on a conversation. What I'm saying is you yell really loudly at your roommate, and you yell at the television set. And
yeah, you yell the game when it's on. It goes through the walls. Is that thin in here?
Okay, we walk through the halls. I take my daughter to school in the morning, and then we come home.
Well, you got to tell me I can't speak the way I want to speak in my own apartment. Dude.
When you get upset, maybe if you said, freak you, that might be a little nicer, or...
Yeah, what, are you kidding me, freak you?
Yeah, or maybe fudge. If you yelled fudge really loudly, that would be nice.
Oh, you're killing me, bro.
All right,
you're
killing me. I'm just trying to help.
Where are you from? You like one of those squeaky clean...
Again, see, now, in that case, instead of using the A word, you could say butt.
All right, look, I'm... Hey, here's a idea.
All right.
Move. Get the... out of my apartment building. How about that?
Look,
you know what I mean?
Look, I don't want to have to get upset with you.
Are you trying to give me some... You want me to say fudge? If I said that, I'd get my ass kicked.
You know what? You see, now, you might get your butt kicked or instead of that, or you might say, you know, look, you're being sort of a butthead right now, and I'm trying to be nice to you.
Go for butthead. Go f*** yourself, dude. Are you kidding me?
All right.
How many doors... What, are you next door to me? You hear me through the... walls like that?
Yeah, I hear you, and my daughter hears you, and I think you have no class. You've got a potty mouth, and I don't think it's nice.
Oh, wait, your daughter's what, 7 years old?
She's 7 years old.
You know she curses at school.
No, she doesn't.
I was cursing when I was 5 years old, bro.
If you're being a stinky head, then I'm going to point that out to you. And that's what you're being right now.
Let me ask you a question, bro.
Your filthy mouth.
Hey, listen, first of all, put some headphones on or something, all right? That's how I talk. All right, if I'm watching a game and I curse the players, that's what I do. I'm never going to stop. There's nothing you can do about it. I real sore if your daughter doesn't like the way I speak. Tell her to, you know, go move in with her mom or whatever the she is.
Okay.
You know? All right. And if you had a problem with it, you can come down here and talk to me about it. I don't appreciate a phone call accusing me of purposely
cursing. I'm trying to be nice and you're being a stinky head. Okay?
Oh,
I'm
man.
Trying. You see that? It hurts. It hurts when somebody uses bad words, doesn't it?
Yeah. Dude, you are out of your gourd, bro. You are gone.
You, sir, are being a butt crack. Okay? There, I said it. There. You are a butt crack.
Kill me, man.
I'm going to get a petition signed in the building if you cannot stop cursing. Okay? If people are offended by it.
How about I get my boys in this apartment building to come down and tell you how they feel about you? Say who's a douchebag, you know?
Mr. Tushy Goblin. I'm not going to take it anymore.
You know what, dude? Bring it.
Jerk face? Jerk face? How does that feel, jerk face?
I'm going to destroy you, bro.
All right, Cootie King. I am not afraid of you. Because you, sir, are a doofus. Now, I'm going away next week, so if you'd like to curse next week, you can curse next week. Get it out of your system.
Where are you going next week? You got a nice little church retreat or something?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm going to visit my mother, okay? If you must know.
You know, to tell you the truth, I'm surprised you moved out of her house. You straight-edge, mama boy, douchebag, bastard, licking son of a bag.
Rob, this is actually Dave Brody from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. And Joe and I are phone-tapping you on the radio.
What is this?
Dude, I had to do something. You weren't hearing me, man.
Go yourself, Joe, you.
The Elvis Duran phone tap. Have an idea for a phone tap? Go to ElvisDuran.com. Click on the phone tap tab. Tell us what you want to do.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
No, it's still Thursday. I checked. It's still Thursday. I thought maybe it's Friday by now.
No,
but Friday's tomorrow, so we're this close.
We are.
You Danielle, feel like we've been here that long?
Yeah. I feel like this is the 20-day week. Danielle, what do you have left for the
All right,
day?
So a lot of people were upset because they said that TMZ broke the story about Kobe Bryant before Vanessa Bryant even was notified that her husband had passed. Harvey Levin is defending this, saying no. We were on the phone with Kobe's people at least an hour before the story ran. So they knew before we did. So they're totally standing by their side of the story. Offset is out of jail. All is fine after that L.A. shopping center incident. It was a misunderstanding. Wrong person. So, you know, everything is good. He walked out smiling. So that's good to know. God bless you. Are you allergic to my
He's allergic report? To Offset stories.
So several NBA players have already switched their jersey numbers in honor of Kobe, including one player who's honoring Kobe and his daughter, Gianna, by not wearing her number. The NBA hasn't said whether or not they're going to consider retiring 24-8 for good from everywhere to honor him, but there are 11 more players considering actually giving up their numbers for him as well. That's pretty cool, right? Especially if you've been attached to a number for a very long time and then you give it up to honor somebody else. Because players are attached to their numbers. I know that that's how it is in my house. Hailey Bieber took to her Instagram story to explain why her pinkies are crooked. She said, it's a genetic disorder, and I was born with it. So please, stop creeping on my pinkies and stop roasting me about my pinky fingers.
See, you got to be careful what you say to someone. You're like, oh my God, your fingers are so peculiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a genetic disorder. Oh, right. Sorry.
Right. It's like, then you look like an ass, you know what.
And the pinky isn't even all that weird. It just looks like it's bent like a normal pinky would bend.
It looks like it's a little further out, but who cares?
Do you have a genetic disorder? I have my mom's thighs.
You do? Wow. I had my dad's nose, but I took care of that. God rest your soul, Dad. Billy, I did. Did I not?
Wow. You know what? In honor of your father, you should have that thing put back on your nose.
No. He would not want me to do that.
Let's remember Roy with a larger nose.
Thank you, Daddy. Billie Eilish got another gig. She will be performing at the Oscars. Now, we're wondering, is she going to sing the James Bond theme, or is she going to sing Bad Guy because that was used in the Bombshell trailers? We don't know. All we know is it's going down on ABC Sunday, February 9th.
Thank you, Danielle. Mm-hmm. I guess I push this button right here. That was this one right here?
Hit the D.
I'm going to hit the D. Oh, you know me. I love to hit the D. We'll be back after this.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
When you shop, bank, and browse on your phone, your personal info can go far away, leaving you exposed. No one can prevent all cybercrime or identity theft, but Norton 360 with LifeLock provides protection for your devices, identity, and online privacy. Save 25% or more off your first year at norton.com/Elvis.